I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid coins. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, for those in attendance and fans watching around the world, live.
Calling the Sizzler. This is Brittany speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was ringing for a long time, so I had to turn on my music.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay, honey. Can I make an order?
Order to go?
Yeah.
All right. Give me just one second here. All right. What can I get for you?
Okay. You had the buffet there, correct?
The salad bar, yes.
Okay. I'll take one salad buffet to go.
Take it home?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to take home the salad bar, I would only be able to give you a large box, a small box, and a soup bowl to go.
Well, basically, how does the salad go out there? Do you have it in trays, in cooler trays?
Like the salad bar?
Yeah, like, what is the salad?
You just get a plate, and it's kind of like buffet.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Let me think. All right. So, I mean, the salad comes in bags? It's bags that you get in bag?
We have our boxes in bags, so it's like, It kind of depends on what you get and what we give you. So,
yeah,
if
I'll
you were to
like,
order the salad bar...
I'll take, like, three bags, then.
What was that?
I'll take, like, three bags, and then do you chop the onions, or the chopped onions come in bag also?
We have chopped onions on the salad bar.
But do they come in bags? Do you get them from Sisco or on bags?
No,
are you chopping them there?
How would I explain? So, with that, if you're trying to get the salad bar, I would give you a large box to go.
Yeah, like the box that the salad comes in on.
No, you would go up to the salad bar and get what you want.
Yeah, okay, but you're telling me that you're going to give me the large box of salad, like what it comes in. How many bags come inside the box when you get them?
It's just one box and a small box and a soup bowl, and then I give you
but
a large
big
box.
But the big box, you said the big box that you get from, like, is it Sisco who does your delivery, who does your food? I'm asking. I need to know.
It's just one of our styrofoam boxes.
I don't care about that. I'm asking where your supplier is for salad mix.
Okay, I'm going to get a manager on the phone right now, okay?
God,
give me just
dense.
One second.
All right.
This is Lupe. May I help you?
Yeah, hey, Lupe. Is that like Guadalupe?
Yeah.
Oh, Guadalupe. That's a woman's name.
I know, but I'm not a woman. I'm a man.
Oh, you have a girl's name. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, what I'm asking is the salad mix, does it come from Sisco or who do you get it from? U.S. Foods, Sisco?
No, we get it through U.S. Foods in Salt Lake.
U.S. Foods? You know U.S. Foods was bought by Sisco, right?
Excuse me?
You know U.S. Foods got sold. They got bought by Sisco. Did you know that?
I do.
It's the same company now. I know. Mira. So how many bags of salad mix come per box that comes from Sisco?
It does comes with, all depends what kind of salad it is. What kind of salad are you looking for?
Well, the kind that you use on the buffet there, what do you have, some iceberg, spring mix? What do you use on the buffet?
Oh, we have the spring mix, which is 4 per case.
Uh-huh.
The iceberg is 24 heads per case.
Okay, so four bags of Sprig Mix per case it comes? Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I'm making an order for the buffet, so then I need, one box. She said she was going to give me one box of the, one case, she said, of the Sprig Mix. That I came for.
I'm lost there. Like, what do you want to buy from the salad bar?
I'm getting to go one salad bar, and she said that the way that you do it is she takes the large box.
You get one large box, one.
Yeah, that's
box.
The one. That's the one, I guess. Then the one with the four bags of salad. So I'll take one of those, and then the onion. Does it come chopped in a bag from U.S. Foods, or do you?
No.
You chop them there.
It's a head onion.
So I'll take about one large onion chopped. I need like two for that's
misunderstood
a,
in there.
That's a lot of salad. That's a lot of salad.
We sell you the salad, but we didn't sell you by the bag, though.
No, but she sits the box, the big box. So that's the one I'm getting. Yes.
No, there's a small to-go box.
I need like
you know,
one.
From
I need
like a restaurant sales where you buy you to-go meals.
Listen, I need one medium onion per bag, so I need about four medium onions chopped. Then chopped. I prefer them chopped, not sliced. The onions, okay? Why not? Is that white onion you get?
Yeah, but you just want to buy onions?
Well, I'm saying my salad. I'm getting my all-you-can-eat salad.
No, we'll give you the two bucks and the soup bowl, and you serve yourself on the salad bar.
Okay. How does the soup come from Cisco, from U.S. Foods? Does it come in a big can?
No, it's a block.
A big block?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll take then. All right, so I'll need it's all-you-can-have soup, right?
When it's a to-go, you don't do the all-you-can-eat, though. We sell you one big box, one small box, and one soup bowl for the price of the all-you-can-eat salad bar.
Oh, so just one bowl, but I get the one big box of salad mix that comes from U.S. Foods. Okay.
How much is that? You know that once every other restaurant put you to-go.
No, I want the big box with the four bags because that's what you told me.
No, I cannot sell you that.
All right, well, I already put the charge through. I already put it through.
What do you mean you put a charge through?
I already authorized the purchase. I put it through on the machine already.
Which machine?
The credit card machine. So you can't reverse it. I'm not going to allow you to reverse it.
No, I can reverse anything. I sign.
No, you can't reverse it. I sign. I have the proof of sale. That already happened. I mean, that's already gone through.
So you were here at the Sizzler?
Uh-huh.
When were you here?
Just before I called. But I put it through.
And you said you already placed your order and everything?
Yeah, I already put my charge through on the machine. And I already,
No, I'm just right here in front of the cashier. She said, no, you don't put no charge into toward the machine.
I already put it through the system. Sir, I have an authorization code. Do you want to look it up?
No, I don't see how you do that, though, to be quite honest. So.
I have.
Well,
I have the receipt. I have the receipt. You want to see the receipt then?
Yeah, you can come in and
okay.
And then we can talk when you get
look,
here.
Look, here.
Okay?
Look, listen. Here.
Yeah.
Right here. That's it. That's it right here. I'm holding it up to the camera on the phone. I have the... There. Can you see it as a focus?
No, sir. We don't have cameras here on our phone, so this is just a regular house phone, the one we have in here. So he doesn't
but
have a camera.
No, but you have a viewer? A viewer?
No, we don't.
Mira, look. See? Like that right here, it says right here, the charge, it says one salad to go. She said it's one box, one big box.
No, why don't you come in here so we can talk when you get here?
Oh, we're not going to talk. If I come down there, I'm going to push you.
You're going to push me?
Yeah, it's not for talking for me to go down there now to talk to you. Talk shit, bullshit talking.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Nah,
is
there an English speaker there?
Yes.
Put on someone who speaks English then, I guess, because you don't understand.
I don't get what you're saying, sir. I'm sorry.
I know, sir. That's okay, because I know you don't understand the language. It's okay, but thank you for trying. Can you put the English-American manager on?
I'm the only manager right now on duty, sir.
On duty?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean duty? You have to
like
go to
I'm the only manager here.
You have to go take a shit or something? Duty?
Oh, my God.
That's, you said duty. I don't understand.
Well, I'm the only money you're in charge right now, so.
Charge?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, can you give me the phone number of the manager's house? Phone number?
No, can I can't call? Do that.
I call.
I can have him call you. How's that sound?
No, how about you connect them now on the phone?
I can connect you to him.
Will you,
I have to hang up and
no, but,
the number and then you can dial him.
If you push the buttons right now, I can make the call go.
No, why don't you give me your number so I can have him call you. How's that sound?
Do it now. Just, here, I'm going to pick
your number.
Go ahead,
so
do it. Do it. Dial the number.
Give me your number so I can have him call you.
Just push the button. Listen, I'm going to pick it up again. When you hear it.
Give me your number so
okay.
I can have him call you.
Put it in. Put in the number. Put in the number, stupid. He's in charge. So this is Madhouse Radio. I do prank calls and I broadcast them on the internet. I create a podcast out of it weekly. I try to weekly at least. That was an example. Now you get the idea. If it's your first time listening, if it's your first time tuning in live or listening, welcome. That's what it's like.
Attention all units. Attention all units.
Okay.
This is Sergeant.
You understand now?
Attention all units. This is Sergeant Stilingo.
Jesus Christ. That was Sizzler, everybody. Sizzler.
Pursuit to a code 347. Lost.
Lookman's taking a shower, and he's going to call when he's done with his shower. So now I'm going to call back Sizzler. I told him I already put it through. He was so confused.
Thank you for calling Mrs. Sizzler and Sparks. This is Brittany speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, can you put that, what's his name, Martinez, Lopez, what was his name? Guadalupe?
Yeah, he actually is not available at this moment.
Why?
He asked me to get your number so he can call you.
Why?
He's kind of busy at the moment.
Okay, I'll hold. I hold.
Okay.
Okay, I'll hold.
Give me just. I'm gonna put you on hold.
All right,
okay?
Thank you. Yeah. I guess we're on hold. In the meantime, here's Black Bear Diner. I guess we'll call. I don't even know if they're open. Yeah, they are. They should be.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. Piper Diner and Sparks. This is Josh. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to make an order, please.
Order to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
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 Did you say you wanted to speak to a manager?
Yeah, I was talking to Guadalupe.
Okay, well, he's actually busy right now. Can I, take your number down so he can call you back?
What are you doing? Who are you?
I'm Brittany.
Oh, what do you?
I'm a cashier.
Oh, you're just a cashier?
Yeah.
Oh, you sound real pretty.
Well, thank you.
Oh, that's good. How are you doing?
Good. Just working.
Yeah? What are you doing? Can you touch your elbows behind your back?
I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
Can you try?
Can you talk to my manager?
Yeah.
Oh, can I get your number down, please?
No.
Okay, well then, just call back in a little bit then.
And then talk to Lupe again?
Yes.
Okay. Are you busy?
Okay.
Are you busy?
Yes, we are busy.
Can I just hold the line and wait?
You might be...
Hello? Do what now?
You might be waiting for quite a while.
But I call back later, or I just wait now. It's just
how
different.
About you call back in 15 minutes?
No.
Okay, well, you can just hold then.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
And Sparks. This is Mateo speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling to make an order.
Oh, 1 second. Let me get a waitress for you.
Okay, honey.
Hey, Tiana, can you take a to-go order real quick? No. Wait. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead and what are they? Well, yeah. But it's gonna be 4, 6. Okay. Hi, this is Caitlin. Can I get your to-go order?
Hey, yeah, I wanted to make an order for 1 eggs.
Alrighty. So just 1 to go?
1 eggs, yeah.
For 1 egg?
1 eggs.
Egg, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
1 order of eggs, not just 1 egg.
Oh, okay. I was trying to understand. So, like, 2 eggs?
Just eggs. 1 eggs.
Okay, so an order of 2 eggs. How did you want them cooked?
With heat.
Well, okay, how would you like them prepared? Scrambled?
Well, you open the shell, you have to break it. Okay, and then you need a hot surface lubricated with some type of oil. Plant-based, vegetable-based, perhaps.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, what can I get for you?
I was making an order, 1 eggs.
You want 1 egg?
1 eggs.
Okay, and how do you want that 1 egg cooked?
With heat.
Noodles in my IPL.
Hey, ni hao.
Ni hao.
I'm trying to make an order.
Okay.
Okay. 1 shishi. Shishu.
Huh?
Shishu. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, shishu.
I don't know.
Okay. Rice, 1 rice.
What kind of rice?
Take the rice. We're going to boil it in water for an extended period of time until the water evaporates mostly. And it's starchy and bindy. Okay. To that, let's go ahead and add some eggs, cooked with heat, of course. Let's see. What do you got there? You got some soy sauce. Add some soy sauce, some MSG. What kind of vegetables do you have in the rice? Hello? Hello, please?
Burger King Jackie?
Yeah, I have a complaint to make.
Okay.
I got a Whopper. I ordered a Whopper.
You got what?
I ordered a Whopper. I got home. I opened it up. First of all, the fries. I got a medium instead of the large.
Do you have your receipt? And when did you come in? Drive-thru or front?
Drive-thru.
And how long ago was that?
About 30 minutes ago, maybe.
30 minutes ago?
Now, listen. Here's the problem. The bread is molded. Completely molded.
The bread is molded?
Completely molded over. It's disgusting. It's almost purple. It's so dark.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to take down because the number didn't show up on call ID and talk to my boss because our bread's delivered on a daily, so...
Yeah, well, not this bread. It's disgusting. It's dark. It's so rotten that it's dark. I would almost say purple at this point. It's definitely...
Okay, do you still have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you bring it back in?
I can, I guess, yeah. But what I'm saying is the bread was black.
Yeah, the only thing I apologize. I don't know how that would have happened.
Fucking stupid. You fucking idiot. I said the fucking bread was black. Why don't you fucking get it? What's your problem?
Okay, well, you can call back and speak to someone.
Yeah, don't you have the... Do you have the black Whopper right now?
We do not.
Well, fuck you then, stupid asshole. God damn. Hello, Chinese store? Chinese restaurant? Not a Chinese restaurant left. Hello, Chinese restaurant? The Chinese restaurant is there still. Yes, Burger King has a black McDonald's. Yep, they have a black McDonald's burger, everyone. Be sure to go to Burger King where you get a black McDonald's burger. I don't know if it's the Whopper or the QPC with cheese. I don't know. You have to figure it out. Go over there. BurgerKing.com. Place your order. It'll deliver it to your house 15 minutes or it's free. Use promo code MADHOUSE. 10% off your first online order at BurgerKing.co. I'll go back to the map. Let's see if I can dig up anything else from this map machine tonight. We're calling a major city. Hello? Chinese? Chinese is still there. Stupid Chinese. You stupid Chinese, you? Not because you're Chinese, I'm just saying you're stupid and you're Chinese. It's not an anti-Asian Chinese thing. Anti-Sinu. Anti, I guess, is that what you say? Sinu? Sino? Anti-Sino? Right? And why is it called Sinu? Sino? Like, it's Sino-American relations, right? That's relations between U.S. and China. Sino. I wonder where Sino comes from. Did they call themselves Sinoese? What do Chinese call China? I know, like in Japan, it's Nippon, right? Japan is called Nippon in Japan.
Hey, Claire, this is Dean.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please. Hello? Hello? Motherfucker, you. Anyway, Chinese is still there. I think they're just going to leave me on hold this whole time. Maybe I should hang up, right? Maybe they don't know they haven't hung up yet. Chinese places usually have a cordless phone. It's a necessity. Alright, that guy doesn't want to pick back up because he's a motherfucker. He ain't got time for that shit. Here's the next number. This is Sunrise, the Sunrise Motel.
Thank you for calling the Sunrise Motel. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now.
Ooh, one of those.
Patients or further information, dial 100 or 100.
We'll do 101.
Please hold while your call is being transferred.
Man, Milkman sure is taking a long ass fucking shower. But I have a theory about that, by the way. Remind me to tell you after this.
Thank you for calling the Sunrise Motel.
Alright, fuck you, Sunrise Motel.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For reservations or further information, dial 100.
I already did that. Fuck you. Here's the Lariat next door. Looks just as dingy. And perhaps they'll pick up. Let's see. Chinese. Hello, Chinese. Hello. Hey, I'm on Tiny Chat. Been a while. I'm on Tiny Chat. tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Go in there. If you're banned from the IRC chat room, you can yell stuff at me in there and be rude and nasty and hurt my feelings. Because I can't control you in there.
You have reached the Lariat Lodge. We cannot answer the phone at this time. Please leave a message after the tone.
Alright, no one's answering there. Excuse me. Let's take a look at the old swap shop list, see what they're up to. We got someone who had a huge yard sale on Friday. Let me see if I can come up with something new for these yard sale ones, because my thing is always I'm going to make you an offer, and always go, no, I don't want that, you know? And that's it. That's all we got. So I'm going to make a complaint. I dream filthy. My mom's the pops mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. Put the set on. Shouldn't have pushed the dead off.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Greg. So I'm calling with the city commission. I understand you had a yard sale Friday.
I did.
Okay. We're going to be coming through. Tomorrow's Columbus Day, but Tuesday, are you, or what time are you available for us to come through to go ahead and collect the taxes on that?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Do you need to see my tax ID? I'm registered at county.
Yeah, I know, but we have a problem with people like you having yard sales and not claiming the sales, so we need to have a detailed itemization of what was sold, for how much, what the original price of those items were, and how much sales tax you collected on that.
Okay, well, the sales tax, I claim all of my sales. And
that's nice, honey.
I'm just claiming...
That's nice, honey.
Excuse me?
That's nice, honey.
I can't hear you, sir?
I said, that's nice, honey. That's nice, honey.
Okay, you can meet me... I'm in Kingsport next week. What time would you like to meet me?
Can I speak to the man in charge in that case? I'd rather not speak to the secretary.
Goodbye. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Hello? Don't go, please. It's important. Whoa, she was all defensive, like, we got tax ID. All right, we're going to call their second number. Let's see if this is the man in charge.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from the State Commission. I understand that you had a yard sale this past weekend. Hello? Man. Every agenda's in and out, unseen like an antics ninja. Nigga still got. Fuck that. You can't run away from the law. You can't run away from your taxes. Maybe she's like, why is the tax man listening to Big Pun?
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set.
Okay, we got someone new in town looking for living room furniture. Can call anytime. All right. Now's anytime. I'm going to look up this guy's... He definitely has a different area code than, the people in this radio station's town. I know these people. You guys probably have figured out for the most part where this is. Just based on the fact that I call them every week around the beginning of the show. This guy moves, pretty far away. He moved from Ohio, down to Tennessee, down to where Tuck lives. Big Tuck, TuckerMike.com. There's Milkman, finally. Let me put him on speakerphone. God damn, you fall in, man? Yeah, did you fall in? All right, I'm going to call you now from the... I'm going to call you from the computer machine now, right?
Yeah, my mom called, dude. It's her anniversary, man.
Happy anniversary?
Happy anniversary.
Okay, all right.
Happy anniversary, Misha.
Oh, that's good, good, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, did they have sex today?
Okay, call me back, man.
Okay, bye. Bye. Little niggas on bikes and just shit. Bye, I said. Call you. The shit's brutal. I done seen fiends OD shot the wrong pack. All right. Scratch that dialing. Let's get Milkman on first.
Oh,
Hey, buddy. Oh. How you doing? You take a shower? You wet
my... Hermanito, my brother. Hermanito, hermanito.
Yeah. Are you wet like semen?
I'm going to hear all these tones, my brother. Thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me on the show today.
You're lucky.
I'm in spirit, everybody.
You're lucky. You're lucky, you motherfucker, you. You're lucky.
I know, man. I'm sorry, dude. You know, I've tried to apologize and make up for everything. You know how it is, man. I love you, though.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Boom. All right, let's get to some more calls. I was getting ready to call back the Chinese place that hung up on me after being on hold for a while. And we're going to call that Sizzler.
Who's on board with this?
Just me and you. Just me and you.
Okay, baby. Just checking. I don't know. I couldn't listen in.
Oh, Jin wanted to say what's up to you and everyone else. He said he couldn't make it this week, but he will be back with us next weekend. So he couldn't make it tonight, but he's excited about next week.
I'm so busy now. Please try your call again later.
Oh, man. I forgot to dial the one, man. What's that about?
Bless his heart. Chini Bob checking in and letting everybody know. We miss you too, bro. Can't wait till you come back.
Yeah, you motherfucker, you.
That's right, Jenny Pop, baby.
Here we go with the synergy. Synergy issues. Let me fix that right quick. Hang on. I can't do my boy Big Pun like that. I just talked over his impressive flow on this song. This is the first Big Pun rap I ever heard. When I heard it, I was like, damn. Let's go back and listen to that. And don't talk over it, Milkman. While I get the call ready here. Give me a second. Ready for war, Joe. How you wanna blow these spots? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your Hummer, the Punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles. We do this do while he's slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor. Don't be crack. Fuck them all. If they move, noodles, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little. Did we know that we riddled a middleman who didn't do diddly. Did you hear that? The most, in my opinion, the most underrated rapper of all time in history. The most underrated is Big Pun. He does not get
who was that, man?
Big Pun, Big Punisher. Rest in peace, Big Pun. He died of being fat. Listen to this. Just listen to this shit right here. Look, this right here just sums up his abilities right here. And this is, he still hadn't been big yet. This is like his first. Listen. The fucking floor, don't be cracked, fuck them all. If they move, noodle, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little. Did we know that we riddled a middleman who didn't do diddly? Find me a rapper right now who can do that. Any of the big rappers that are making money right now that can do what fucking Big Pun is doing right there.
I was pretty good, dude. Yeah, that was pretty good rhyming.
And he was Puerto Rican.
The cadence is very tight. His timing is very tight. That's why he sounds so good.
Yeah. You know, Puerto Ricans, we don't have much. We don't have any rappers. I was a big pun. I mean, that's him right there was enough. We're good for a few decades. Just saying we had Big Pun. He was Puerto Rican.
Oh, dude, really, man? He's Boricua.
He was. He died. How much did he? Let me look that. And I got to see how much Big Pun. Big Pun, he had lost 100 pounds, but still died of a massive heart attack. He was really big.
Dude, we got to use him as a character, man, for one of our calls. Jack Masterson's in semi-retirement, like, you know, on vacation. Maybe we could use him.
Damn, dude. Big Pun weighed nearly 700 pounds when he died. Holy shit.
Since his fame, like, didn't, like, really peak out, a lot of people wouldn't even realize he passed away, right? We could, like, play it off.
No, everyone knows Big Pun's dead. Are you crazy?
Dude, I never even heard of him. Come on, man. This is just an idea. Don't shoot it down for you. Give a chance. You can, like, play some, like, your rap lines, right, in the middle of the call. Like, yeah, man, this is, like, MC, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It was an idea.
He had lost 80 pounds when he died. He had recently enrolled in a weight loss program in North Carolina in which he lost 80 pounds. He was down to around 620 pounds, but he still died, yeah.
What was wrong with that? That's why he died then? Was just being, like, morbidly obese?
Yeah, I mean, he suffered a fatal heart attack and respiratory failure while temporarily staying with his family at a Crown Plaza Hotel in White Plains, New York.
His heart just gave out, man, huh?
Yeah. Oh, dude, no, fuck. Look, all right, so dude had lost 80 pounds. His weight at time of death was 698 pounds. So this guy was almost tipping his scales at 800 fucking pounds, man.
Yeah.
And
he waited too long. That's what I was saying. He waited too long.
Yeah, man. But
you need to start earlier, dude, because that's a dramatic loss, man. That's hard on you, too, if you're not used to losing weight, you know, and you've been that big for a while, dude. That really stresses your system out. Well, you know what I mean. You know what it's like dieting, you know.
Yeah. Well, seriously, Puerto Ricans, we got, like, one good guy at everything. We've had, like, all right, so, like, what? We've had Big Pun is the best, like, our best rapper. Actors, what? We got Raul Julia. I think that's all you can claim, our only claim to fame acting-wise, right? Puerto Rican actors. I think that's the most we get.
Well, Rosie Perez.
She Puerto Rican? She's New Yorican.
Yeah.
But you can say, all right, well, Big Pun was New Yorican, too, so you can say that. All right, Rosie Perez?
She, was a New York Puerto Rican, dude, but she's definitely Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know if she's, like, born there, but by golly, she got enough collar in her. She qualifies for me, dude. She don't taste like me.
We got a Puerto Rican astronaut now. So about 5 years ago, we had our first one, finally. You never seen me talk to police. I think that's all we got.
She's probably old now, but like, oh, she looks good for many years, dude. I don't know what she looks like now, but, you know, a lot of Latin girls, man, they look good for many, many, many years past their expiration date.
Sure, yeah. And then we got one boxer, too. I guess we've only had, like, one. Well, we got Macho Camacho's son. Felix Tito Trinidad.
And he's good, too.
Trinidad, but he's retired already. He's old. I mean, we've had a few good boxers, but nothing like. I mean,
but Puerto Rico's got a reputation for being good boxers and hard head, man, and can take the hits and give them, man.
Yeah. But they end up.
Her son, Carlito, was the boxer, and that's how I met you because I chose Carlito, right? And you reminded me of her, my stepson, the boxer. Yeah.
The one you molested. No, kidding. I'm sorry. That's true. I'm sorry.
You should have seen this guy's arms, man. Yeah. He didn't work out, but by God, he fucking, like, dude, he was, like, solid. Carlito's a badass, so don't nobody fuck with Carlito, either one of them. The Generalissimo or my stepson.
Yeah.
They'll fuck you up.
Or Al Pacino's character from the movies. Here's China Noodle. We're calling him back. These are the Chinese peoples. Just a moment. And you don't quit. I will sit stop. And I believe that's a remix of the original song, which is Deep Cover, and that was Snoop and Dre's first song together. Off the movie of the same name. Hello? Hello? Hi, hello? It's me again. I was just wondering if I could make an order now. I'm sorry about the confusion before. Hello?
Very hungry.
Please, hungry. Diabetes, hungry. Sugar low. Please, emergency.
Please.
Hello? Please.
I'm hungry.
Very hungry. Please. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
All right. Well. Okay. Let's call a different Chinese person.
Not a very nice restaurant. I gave you fair warning. Starving people are not even being even acknowledged.
Yeah, man, come on. I could be right now, you know? Top of China buffet restaurant. Let's order a buffet to go. Let's do it. Theme of the night so far. That and collecting taxes on. I had to adjust the call already. Coño, puta mierda. Puta. Puta, puta. I'd like to make an order.
Hello?
I'd like to make an order.
For delivery, right?
Yeah, no, for pickup. Is that okay?
Okay, good.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, what do you want?
One buffet?
Huh?
Buffet? One buffet?
One buffet?
Uh-huh.
Wait, one buffet.
To go.
You come in here, pick up.
I'm going to pick up the buffet. I'm going to take it, yeah, because I want some food.
Yeah, you can come in here, order. You can come in here, pick up the food.
No.
One food.
Yeah,
one food.
I want to make an order, one food. One buffet.
One buffet, too much food. What kind of you want?
I need five boxes of rice.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Cappuccino.
Yeah, I'm making an order to go.
Okay.
One buffet.
One buffet.
Mm-hmm.
One food?
What do you mean one buffet?
What, the buffet to go? One buffet to go?
One buffet to go, you need to come in here and pick up.
Well, no, just put the rice in the box. I need like 5 boxes of rice. The steam rice only, okay? And then I need, I don't know, do you have like a can of the egg drop soup that I can take and I can warm it up at home?
Buffet to go is one container. Then you can take whatever you want.
No, well, I want 5 containers of rice. I want 1 container full of the... Do you have peanut butter chicken? The chicken, Mr. Peanut Butter? Do you do that?
No.
Okay. Do you do the hot and spicy... The pepper steak. Yeah, the pepper steak. Yeah. One container with pepper steak. What do you have on the buffet, coño?
You need to come in here and take a look, okay?
You tell me now. I say tell me.
Are you okay?
Yes. As soon as you tell me what I said, I said. Whatever that...
We have the 5 steam table here. Do you need me to set it everything?
Make a little... Yeah, tell me everything. One little bit
one
of everything.
No,
so we don't have a time to do the everything.
Oh, come on.
One table.
Come on, goddammit.
One table to go. We want one table to go. Push it by the door.
All right, I'm done with that Chinese place hole. I'm not going to be paying credits.
What a bitch!
Yeah. I know.
You go broke if you take more than one box.
You have to.
We throw one down.
I don't have time.
We need 50 kind of bitch. We lose money.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my thing today. I'm asking for a buffet to go.
One food, please. One food.
There are a lot of Chinese restaurants in this town. I'm looking for more. Here's another buffet.
Food.
Here's another
Let's
buffet.
Let's get a large food, and I'll split it with you, hermano. Okay, and we'll use one plate.
Yeah. One food.
I'll get one chopstick, and you get one chopstick, and then we'll, like, put them together, and then we'll, like, beat each other.
And I gotta get Lonesome Loser back up in this motherfucker.
I know, I miss you, Lonesome Loser. I love you, man. Numbers hit man.
Won't you suck his dick?
Numbers hit man. Oh, Michelle, hi, my brother. Oh, yeah, man. He's the man.
Would you suck his dick? Would you suck his dick, Will? However, though, I still hold the title. We know my rival's a chance to I'm not going to answer that. He doesn't want us to know.
We get any numbers from Parkman?
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Let to make an order.
Yeah, you make order?
Uh-huh.
What kind of order you like?
For food?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, how long?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, and how much?
You want to order the food?
Yeah, can I make an order?
For delivery, we only for not delivery, only for your coming to pick up.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I want to pick up, yeah.
Yeah, 1 second. Give me a second, please.
Okay, sexy.
One food, please. One food.
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to make an order.
Oh, what time order do you know? Do you need?
Yeah, one food.
Oh, excuse me?
One food.
One food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
Yes,
one
fool,
please. One fool. Stay here, okay? Thank
you.
Oh, one, two?
No, one fool.
What is this?
Okay, well, okay, one buffet? One buffet?
Yeah, one buffet?
Yeah, one buffet. One order of buffet.
Thank you. Oh, you want a buffet to go? You just come. You didn't,
yeah.
You don't need order.
I need 5 containers of the rice. I need about 10 of the crab legs. Do you have the chicken that you mix with peanut butter or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need 1 container full of that.
You just come, it's fine.
No, put this together for me. Come on.
I know you want the buffet to go, right?
Yeah, the whole buffet. All the trays and everything, the spoons.
One table.
The table.
For one food.
Yeah, one table.
You want a one table?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I need a bag of the syrup, of the Pepsi.
Hello?
Hello. I'd like to make an order.
Yes?
I'm making order.
Making order? Mm-hmm. You need to come here.
No, that's not how order works. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
I want food hot. Hot food. Hot food.
Yeah, we want it hot.
Hot food.
All right, she's gone. This is weird tonight, huh? All right, Milkman, you got your foo out.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to read it. It's so funny, I couldn't read it.
All right. No, it's okay. I don't care, man. This is what we do here.
I hope I didn't read it. I was having fun.
No.
I was thinking about the time you made me do that.
Was that on air?
I was like, oh my God, I'm surprised they didn't like take a crap in my hamburger.
Yeah, but that wasn't on air, right? Wasn't that like in a car? Weren't we just talking on the phone and I had you do that? Or was it on air?
Yes, I went over to the drive-thru and I told you I was going to order. Then you went and got the caloric output of it and you like read me the right and then you told me, you got to go. You got to put it out. Do something for the show. Do something for people.
Oh yeah. I remember that was on air. Yeah, that was on air. Yeah, but then this one time, Milkman calls me and I'm at the drive-thru McDonald's and he's like, order a McMasterson. I'm like, all right. And I said, I like a McMasterson. They're like, what? Like a McMasterson? And she's like, hold on. Like she's all mad. Like hold on. This is a black lady. And another black lady comes on, the black manager lady, and she's like, what do you want? And like a McMasterson's like, McMasterson. No, we ain't got that. I'm like, all right, let me just get a Big Mac. I don't know what I ordered. And when I got to the window, and Milkman's cracking up listening to this shit, I got him on my Bluetooth, you know, on the car stereo. He's cracking up. And then at the counter, she's like, so what are you, at the window, she's like, what did you, I'm like a McMasterson. She's like, I don't know. I never heard of that one. I'm like, yeah, it's like the fish and the chicken and the beef all three together. And she's like, no, we don't got that. We never heard of that. Oh, man. So, yeah, you do the same thing to me, Milkman. Don't even start with that.
Oh, good. I should have recorded that, dude. That was a good one. That was still when you was in Florida, right? That was in Florida, right?
No, that was up here.
Okay. I can't remember. It's been a while back, though.
Yeah, but it was me and Artie who invented it because we actually went to Wendy's and we're going to order that live on the air. Remember, we drove, but the Wendy's was closed?
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
and we ended up going to 7-Eleven. Yeah. That was good times. I haven't heard from Artie in a while, and when this happens, I realize and I worry he's wasting all his money again on shit. I gotta call him.
Hello, Chinese Fuckhouse. How can I help you?
Yeah, Chinese Fuckhouse.
Yes.
I'd like to make an order.
Yes.
Alright, like one fuck dinner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you want?
Do you have the king fuck?
What?
King fuck? The king fuck?
No.
No. What kind of fuck you have? The roast fuck?
Roast up?
Fuck. Roast fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Roast dinner.
Roast fuck noodles.
You want the dinner or you want the roast up noodle soup?
Both. One of both.
Okay, one roast dinner with fried rice or steamed rice?
With fried rice.
Egg flour soup or hot and sour soup?
With coffee.
Egg flour soup or hot and sour soup?
Egg drop soup.
Egg drop soup?
Egg drop soup.
Yeah.
Okay, and one roast noodle soup?
He's probably like, he's fucking yelling at me. I don't know what his problem is. He's just yelling at me. Oh shit. I don't know why I did that. I still had some room to go with that, you know, and I had to be all I'm funny. Go. And I don't like it when they call it egg flour soup. It's egg drop soup. And I don't like it when they call them seafood puffs or crab rangoon.
Hello?
Yes, I was trying to make that order. I'm sorry. I had a problem with my phone.
And okay, yeah.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, what can I get for you? Yeah.
Oh. I want to. So you got me for the roast fuck?
I don't have roast pork.
Fuck. Roast fuck dinner?
I got roast duck.
Okay, fine. Whatever you fucking call it. The roast fucking shit. On one of those. Okay. All right. And then, okay. And then one chicken.
What chicken?
Chicken. Chicken.
What kind of chicken?
You cut it in pieces and you put it in the wok and you turn on the heat with some oil.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do your order. Sorry.
Well, come on. It's food.
Hot food.
You hear my answer? Come on, it's food. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Hello? Hang on. Let's
get some hot food, not cold food. Hot food. You are hot food, not cold food. Cold food, not good.
Okay, there she goes. All right, I don't know where that came. All right, well, let's see what's next. Let me get their menu off of my face. Yeah, like pranks like that. I've done a lot of pranks with Artie. We're talking about him. We did a lot of pranks with Artie that never made it on air. They weren't even recorded. It was just me and Evil Artie fucking around. Sometimes me, Evil Artie, and Lonesome Loser. Yeah, I've talked about them at length before, but dude, I was basically like recovering from pretty major surgery. Stuck at home, and Artie's just, me and Artie just fucking chilling, calling. Shit was fun. A lot of that, those free chat lines, the ones that Dialer calls a lot, or used to call a lot at least. We used to call it, oh my god, we had so much fun. The time that Artie got some girl to send nudes. Yeah, shit like that. What the hell? I'm here. Big Pun having sex with his 800-pound ass. Oh, God. That's how he died. He was fucking. You guys know that? They say Big Pun couldn't even tie his own shoe at the end there. Or his other shoe. Either shoe. Some would say he couldn't tie his shoes. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot. We're calling Milkman back, everybody. Stand by. Hey, yo, I'm still not a player, but you still a hater. Elevator to the top, and I get stuck. And I call Dwight on the other line. He says he's my brother, and I'm stuck. Come on, Milkman. Silly monkey won't pick up. Let me make sure I dialed that right. No, it was dialing a different number. Okay, there we go. This is Milkman. I was redialing the last call. I thought that was odd, the way it looked. So I hope y'all have been having a great weekend. It is Columbus Day, also known as Catholic Day. Hey, Milkman, you're back.
Apple. Yeah, I like apple, please.
Apple
only.
Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't turn my cam on. I had the PCN blank thing. My bad. Good thing I don't pay much attention to the video anymore.
Generalissimo.
Yeah, man. Anyway, so, hey, let's call a casino. Let's see what we can do there, huh?
All right. Bing, bong, boing.
Bing, hey, bong,
number support. I ask you.
What's that?
Park man send anything?
Do what?
Park man send any numbers?
Oh, yeah, and I did call some of those when you weren't on the line yet. You want me to call some Park man first? I can do that. Let's call Park
man. Yeah, whenever you do what you're doing, you got everything set out. I just said inquiring because you said earlier we needed the numbers hit, man. I had to just inquire if Park man is sending some, because he usually sends in some good ones.
Yeah, there's the numbers hit, man, and then there's the Park man. Yeah, I do have some Parkman numbers, and here's a number for report howismydriving.com. He recommends a guy answer started asking me if a 4-digit code. Okay, cool. All right, so this is one of those numbers that are in the back of trucks. They say,
how's my driving? How's my driving?
Yeah, man.
You know, I was going to say another thing. Everybody ought to call us because a lot of them don't ring up to anything. They're just there. So the people think there's really somebody monitoring them. There isn't a number.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Cool.
That's good. Oh, hey, Milkman. I didn't tell you what my weight loss is at. I'm within 5 pounds of my my original limit, my original goal, my first goal, I should say. I have two major goals. Yeah, I'm within five. Let me, if I do the math in my head, I've lost 40. And I didn't believe it, but I weighed myself three different times at three different places, and they all triangulated 40, just about 40 pounds, give or take 1 or 2 pounds, depending on the breaks. Either way, it could go. And that's all just water weight, whether I took a shit, stuff like that, what I'm wearing. But yeah, I'm just around, I put it around between anywhere between 38 and 42 pounds I've lost since July, I think. Yeah, I'm still steadily losing about 2 pounds a month, 2 pounds a week right now. And I'm super happy. I'm just about fitting.
So you haven't even got to the 90 days mark yet.
No, and I'm just about fitting in my old clothes. That's what I'm really excited about. Like my wardrobe.
Wow,
I get to come,
dude. You're progressing, yeah. Just like I said you would, yeah. Man. Right about the rate I was talking about, man. Because
I got,
you're up there, dude. You're coming off nice.
I got you to thank, Milkman. I got Jen Stewart to thank. He gave me a lot of good information, a lot of good support. Those two cats, two of you, really helped me out with that.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Jen.
And I did it without surgery. I did it without any kind of fad dieting. No, I didn't do any fad dieting, anything. I will take that back, though. My first month on this... diet, if you want to call it that. I'm not considering it a diet. I'm just considering it a lifestyle change. But my first month into this, I did use Ally, also known as Orlistat. I don't know if you know, ever heard of that. It's an over-the-counter medication that you can take that basically makes it so your small intestine will not soak up, will not absorb the fat that you eat as easily. So I think it's about 2/3 of the fat on average will pass through you instead of being absorbed by your system.
That one. Oh, I know what you're talking about. They advertise it under a different name.
Ally, like Walgreens and all those guys sell it a lot. It's a really big
sale. Okay, there was another name that came out under originally. I can't think of it. I know what you're talking about, man. And what it does, it's like it's a plant material. It absorbs that.
It's an enzyme.
Like, it creates like a gel.
It's an enzyme.
Instead of allowing it to go into your bloodstream, it's absorbed into that gel and just taking the food and dealt with his weight.
It's an enzyme that the fat binds to. And it worked. The thing is, you get really oily shits. I only did it for a month because it's expensive. But if anyone decides to start a diet or anything like that, if you take that, they say that you'll lose an extra, for every 2 pounds you lose on your diet, you can expect to lose another. I wouldn't stay on it for a long time. And trust me, if you eat something that's fattening, like if you get on this stuff and you eat fried chicken, you're going to shit your brains out because it's all the fat's going to come right out of you.
There's an easier way to do that, man. I don't know if I told you or not. I think I told you.
I was also taking glucomannan. Glucomannan, it's a plant fiber that you can take in these pills, these capsules, and the gel part of the capsule goes away. It dissolves. And you have the plant fiber, and it kind of gels up a little bit in your stomach and your insides, and it makes you feel fuller. That actually worked too, and that's not too expensive. I just got to the point where I didn't need that anymore. The toughest part of a diet for me every time, and everyone from what I understand, they say that first month especially, that's when you go through the hunger.
At least the first two weeks. If you can start getting past 2 weeks, you're starting to like, you know, get to the point where you're able to deal with it, man. But you really got to try.
It's tough.
I got a customer in a minute before I go, man.
All right.
I was going to say there's another easy solution too, simple like what you're talking about. A lot of people don't realize it, but if you drink milk, either 2% or whole milk, if the milk and fat inside there binds with like fat that's in your diet. So drinking just a little, like a cup of milk with your food, believe it or not, if it's fatty, actually helps it to bind to the milk fat and it doesn't come into your diet. It actually goes out the backside.
That's another one.
Milk, actually. Yeah, that's actually true. Okay. I verified that. It does work. I did include that in my diet. If you remember, I was drinking like 3 gallons of milk or more a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you're the milkman. Of course you were, dude.
I mean, of course.
Hello. Yeah.
But it really works, though. It does, man. It binds to the fat, man. It works.
That's cool. Cool, man. Congrats.
There you go. Yeah. Moving right along.
Well, Milkman's lost a lot of weight, too. Since I've met you, Milkman, you've lost about 100, haven't you? At least?
I lost 200, dude.
Wow. That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I never had no operations. I didn't go to meds either.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, here's what I did. And I talked about this around the time I was a month into it. The first thing is get yourself a smartphone app and log everything you eat. Give yourself a goal calorie-wise daily. I did 1,600. It was a bit drastic. But it's supposed to be, look it up online, there's a certain percentage under whatever your weight is. You do the math, and that's how much you need. All you need to do is reduce enough calories that you're in a negative. Once you're at that, don't go crazy.
Yeah, understand that exactly, yeah. Man. If you take in too many calories, yeah. Dude, you got one choice, man. Take in less calories,
right.
Or burn off the ones you took in. So if
right.
You're not planning on exercising, then you got to reduce your.
Yeah.
If you're not doing a lot of exercise in your life, you have to reduce your caloric
yeah.
intake.
Well, while
if you're
I'm,
getting
yeah.
older.
But on that note, Milkman, I did this time, and I swear by it. I'm not saying that I work out, like, I don't go to the gym and work out like a fucking fiend every day, but I do make an attempt every day to get up in the morning, or at least after I get home from work, or later in the afternoon if I sleep in that day, if it's a weekend, I make an attempt to do 30 minutes on my stationary bike. That's it. Just 30 minutes. You can walk, you can use a treadmill, something. Just do some activity for at least 30 minutes. That there is key. And I'll tell you what, that has done wonders. If you're a diabetic and you don't have it under control, just 30 minutes of, you know, just some type of cardio work. And I'm not out there, like, I'm just literally, it's a recumbent bike. I'm, like, leaning back like I'm in a Harley as compared to, like, a regular bike. You know, I'm leaning back. But, before I go to work, I get up a half hour earlier than I normally would. I turn on a podcast on my phone. I put in my earbuds. I listen to either the night before, whoever was on PCN the night before. Like, sometimes I'll hear Dwight's show or I'll hear Giad's show. I'll hear that, you know, at least 30 minutes the next day, and I just keep biking until 30 minutes are done, and I get off, take a shower, and go out with my day. Just that little bit there is enough. It boosts your metabolism, it makes it easier to lose weight and stuff. So if you're
just a little
yeah.
bit exercise, you're
just
right, dude.
Bit.
Even walking, man. I did mine. Remember, I did mine originally with a little bit of walking, man.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's not an option.
If you take 20 minutes of walking, especially if you've got a large weight gap between your ideal weight and what your actual weight is, just even like walking for 10 to 20 minutes, and if you can't, it hurts, man, just a little bit. Just try it every day. You'll start feeling a little bit more muscle up, and before you know it, dude, you'll start getting some effects.
Right. Exactly. Yes, you're right. But yeah, just, I mean, I didn't have, luckily, I was lucky that we had this recumbent bike, the stationary bike, that we never used, okay? We used it a few times, but we weren't any religious users, and no one here, especially me. But with my broken ankle, I had an ankle fusion. Most of you people know about this. I wasn't able to do any type of exercise for the most part because of the, you know, I'm recovering. Luckily, with the bicycle, there's no impact. I'm not stepping, I'm not running, I'm not walking. So it was something I could do while my ankle was still healing up, as long as I, you know, didn't go too crazy with it. It was enough to get a little bit of activity. So, yeah, and like I was saying, just 30 minutes of working out a little bit, and then log your, even, I don't log my food anymore. I did for about a month. I logged everything I ate. And the cool thing with the smartphone apps with this stuff now, you don't have to figure out, like, let's say if I were to go to, like, Chipotle now, you know, and I got a burrito, I wouldn't have to figure out, okay, I'm going to log the burrito shell and the beans and the this and the cheese if I had it. You can put in Chipotle.
They got the meal figured out
the
already.
The whole meal. You can put in Chipotle carnita burrito with cheese, whatever. And boom, 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 boom. It's all there. You know, you can put in, you know, if you have a frozen pizza, you can put in frozen Totino's pizza half. And
can you put in Big Mac meal?
Yeah, it's got all the McDonald's, like,
really?
Yeah, yeah, it's all in there, like the KFC stuff. Yeah, like it's all in there. Like, if you know what
oh,
I
that's
mean.
Funny.
But here's this thing: like, you start off the day and
that's
like,
so easy.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago when I did this, they didn't have that yet, man.
Yeah. And it gives you goals, so you know you can have it warn you if you're starting to reach your end of the day goal. You know, I mine will warn me when I hit 50%. If it's lunchtime and I hit 50%, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm doing good. If it's lunchtime and I'm a little bit over 50%, I'm like, all right, now I gotta make sure I don't go too crazy. And hey, my great snack food if you're on a diet, pickles. Go crazy with pickles because they don't really have any negative impact. They're just cucumbers, for God's sake. And they're savory. So pickles is, and also I put sriracha sauce in everything because the heat in peppers, like the capsaicin and stuff like that in your stomach will tingle you up and down there, and it will numb your stomachs, you know, your stomach muscles a little bit, even if it's just temporary. That also helps out with hunger. So all that stuff there. Don't eat standing up. That's another thing. Always sit down when you're eating. That helps you out with your hunger also. And drink water.
You should always sit down when you poop too, man. Because if you stand up when you poop, it's an added, added difficulty factor, man.
Yeah. Or you get a squatty potty. You know, they have these squatty stools now you can use when you sit on the toilet. They just bring your legs up. Kind of like your like your Spider-Man sitting on... You know how Spider-Man sits, you know, where he's like crouched and his legs are up, you know?
Yeah, there you go. That's actually the best way.
Yeah, well, they say that's the best... That's how the human body is supposed to poop. It's like Asian...
Well, it's because you're actually... Yeah. The colon is lined up. The angle is lined up for a direct exit. If you're actually sitting, it's actually bent a little bit. That's why sometimes, like, you gotta push or whatever.
And that's where you get constipation issues, hemorrhoids, things of this nature. Hernias. Yeah, but yeah, that's why the Asian cultures, that's why they all poop in that position in holes in the ground.
Little foot over the hole deal. That's exactly. Why those are like that. That's actually the natural position for the body, actually, is to do the full squat.
Oh, yeah. Hey, prank call time.
Yeah, I'm going on mute.
Good. Yeah, you mute because you get us off track, motherfucker, you.
I got a call here. I got to make a test.
Yeah, you got a call. I got a call for you. All right, let's try to call this cat. I don't know if I ever... Yeah, I didn't get a chance to call him before. This guy is new in town looking for a living room furniture, as I said earlier. Let me adjust my caller ID once again and give him a call. Oh, look at that. It's already adjusted. Splendid. All right, here we go.
Break your ugly crackhead back. Why are you going to the car?
Oh no, big pun.
You have reached Monty Roberts. The field of your name and number and a brief message shall get...
Why did you hit your fat ass, man?
Try him again.
I should have hit your fat ass. How the fuck... You hit, nigga?
Yeah, I'm hit.
You
on my leg, man.
I hit you?
Yeah, nigga.
Gonna live?
I'll be alright.
Mike, get the fuck over here. Come here. Stop on it.
Yo, don't kill me, man. Come on, man. Don't kill me.
What the fuck you doing out here?
Come on, just trying to get money, man.
Hold on, man.
You have reached Monty Roberts.
We lost Milkman in the middle of that.
Ain't nobody see shit, right?
This second episode of The Wire. This audio we're listening to. Okay, so the guy who wants furniture is not answering his phone. That's unfortunate. Let me go ahead and call that spa and casino.
Thank you for calling Peppermill Reno, recipient of AAA's 4 Diamond Award for Hospitality Excellence. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
So please tell me what price to pay to make it home in control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but A.O. I don't trust the soul.
Thank you for calling the Reno Peppermill. This is Sylvia speaking. How may I direct your call?
Hi. Hello?
Caller?
Yeah, I'm in...
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Could you possibly get closer to the phone so I can hear you?
Yeah, I'm in the elevator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's not... I'm stuck in the elevator right now.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. One moment, let me get you down to security, and I should be able to help you, okay?
No, I need elevator.
Yes, I'm going to get you to security so they can assist you with that.
Okay. Don't you think this is a matter for facilities?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have a facilities department?
Well, security would be who would take care of that for you. That's why I'm trying to connect you over there.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, just one moment, okay?
All right.
Fading deluge showers.
Back in the elevator.
Very much, Katie. I just took you.
Yeah, asshole. I'm stuck in the elevator.
You're stuck in the elevator?
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Okay, what elevator are you stuck in?
Stuck in this motherfucker. I don't know. How much. What do you want? What am I going to look at to tell you?
Well, there should be an elevator number on it, and then I should be able to help you, because if you don't tell me that, I can't help you.
Well,
if
I don't actually
know which elevator you're stuck in.
I don't know. How do I look? Where do I look? Where? There's a bunch of numbers on here.
Street, this is Zachary. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm set. I'm in the stupid elevator. I'm stuck in this stupid fucking
elevator. Which elevator are you in, sir?
Stupid fucking elevator. I don't know which
What's
one
that?
It is. Where am I supposed to tell you what elevator? I don't know. The boxy one that goes up and down.
Okay, whereabouts on the property were you when you got into the elevator, though?
I was on the bottom floor.
Okay, but were you by the front desk? Were you in the Tuscany Tower? I mean,
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, why can't you guys help me? I don't understand. How many elevators you got?
About 30 of them.
Well, you guys better start looking, because I'm stuck in this motherfucker.
All right, well, I'll start looking for you then.
All right, I'll hold. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I don't want to do this anymore.
There's actually a river behind this casino called the Carlito River. That is awesome.
Award-winning nightclub features cocktails, exceptional VIP bottle service, and the hottest DJ and dance
Pop a bottle.
In town.
Trying to call Milkman.
State-of-the-art light and laser show with blasts of liquid nitrogen.
Blasts of liquid nitrogen. Semen. See if I can get Milkman just to put me on hold so I don't forget to get him back. Come on, fucker. I know you're going to see the call ringing. Just pick it up. Throw me on hold. Come on. You can do it, honey baby. Hey, I dropped. It dropped. You want to just put me back on hold?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Comfort, technology, and amenities rivals any poker room in the country. A state-of-the-art fresh air ventilation system.
We'll do more pranks while we wait on this elevator thing to break down.
Self-service soup and beverage station. Lounge, glass enclosed tournament area, and huge LCD
hospital bed for sale. I got a feeling this is the same hospital bed I've tried to order or talk about before. In this swap shop zone, they've put this order before where I said, "Remember, I wanted the bed to go around so I could drive it like a clown car." We'll go back to that casino here shortly. We'll keep checking in with them.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You have a hospital bed for sale?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did I talk to you maybe a few weeks ago or a few months ago before about a hospital bed? Have you tried to sell this before on the swap shop?
No, this is the first time I've ever had it on the swap shop.
Oh, good, good. All right. Did someone die on the bed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. Was it someone you knew or loved?
That's my husband.
Okay. Well, I'll feel bad. I don't want to take... No, because, you know, I don't want to... It's awkward now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm needing the money is what I'm needing. That's the reason I'm selling it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your husband passed away. God bless you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye, honey, baby.
All right, bye-bye.
I can't do that. Hello? Hello? Security? Oh, we're still on hold there. Yeah, I can't do that. Jesus Christ. Need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I'll leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life to a higher force. Then I'll stomp your corpse. It's the Bronx, of course. Recognize the accent, one of the last living, still in action. Jennifer anyway. Assassin. You're someone who has a 2-year-old wood stove? They sure sell a lot of wood stoves in this town. So would you reap a wake up,
shaking up a storm like a need of paper? Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you? I see you have a Wonderland. You have a Wonderland wood stove.
What are you saying?
You have a wood stove.
No.
Yeah. Do you have a wood stove for sale?
Did, but I sold it.
Oh, who'd you sell it to?
A Bradley over around. Freshman's home.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you give me his address and phone number? Because I want to go kick his ass.
Does he want to sell it?
Yeah, he wants to sell it to me now. He said it's a piece of crap and he wants to sell it.
It's what?
He said it doesn't work, that it's a piece of crap and he wants to get rid of it.
Well, my goodness. I don't know what their phone number was.
Oh, well, I'm gonna go punch him. I want to get his information. Do you know where he lives about? I'm going to go punch him.
Punch him?
Yeah, I'm going to pull down his pants and his underwear, and I'm going
to
punch him.
Oh, shut up. Don't talk to me like that.
In the private parts. I'm going to punch him in his private parts. But only for a second, it's all strong the lessons. Guess when you rest in the Armageddon session, you left him a sober stress. Rest him with no regrets. Welcome to hell, the threshold of death. Face the serpent, the place your person, you get laced for certain.
That was funny.
It reminds me of the lady I called in this town once who called me the devil.
You devil!
Shut up, devil. That's what she said. Shut up, devil. Some job pranks. Hello? Hi.
What are you talking about?
Because the wood stove that you sold? The
you better kick off of this thing and stay off.
Penis. Hello? Sir? The man's sexual organ, penis? You know what that is? You don't know. Okay. Oh wait, that was a different number. that was a puppy that was lost. Ah, shit, I meant to fuck with him about that. Or maybe the Or am I to redial? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I think I fucked that up. I don't know. I don't know if I called the stove lady back or the lost puppy. Puppy.
Hello.
Hello, yes, you lost the puppy?
Yes.
Okay. Any update?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, the puppy's good. He's fine. She's doing good.
Where are you? Are you just a prank or?
No, I'm just saying the puppy's doing good. I'm sure the puppy's fine. It's in a good place right now. Even if it passed, it's with heaven and God. You know? The puppy's okay. But by now, it's too late, you know? But I'm just telling you that, you know, I'm sure puppy's fine. The puppy isn't angry. It, you know, it's doing good. Wherever it's at, I'm sure puppy's fine. It's not too cold out yet, you know, so it's not cold or nothing. All right?
Why are you doing that?
Because I was just concerned because I saw that it had been almost a week now, and I felt bad. I just wanted you to know that the puppy is okay.
Well, do you have it, or have you given it? Have you had my puppy?
No.
I don't understand why you would do that. Then.
Because I don't want you to be sad about the puppy. I just saw it, and my heart goes out to you, you know, because I'm an animal lover. And I'm a Christian. And I just wanted you know, I'll pray for the puppy. And, you know, if
console you.
Yeah, console you, yeah. We wanted to console you. And like I said, the problem by now the puppy. Oh, puppy. Yeah, get a cat. Cats don't run away. Good point, Don Cesar.
Get a goldfish. It don't last that long.
Get a goldfish. Feed it to the cat.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4, 2, 3.
Milkman, when the calls...
But there's very few runaway goldfish here.
Milkman, when the calls end, do you hear music, or what do you hear?
Yes. Sometimes you leave it on there, like, long, long, long periods of time. Yeah, that's what
it does beep at me when I've done that, and I'm like, oh, shit, and I come back. It's got this built-in notification to me, which is great, because I don't forget you, you know, as much.
Yeah, like I do hear a ding-dong, ding-ding, ding-ding, like that.
Okay, okay, cool, cool. We're looking for someone who sells cow butter, cow milk and cottage cheese. I would love to place an order with you. Looking for free horses for my kids. Free horses for your kids? Yeah, everyone, I would love an Xbox One, you know, a PlayStation 4. Give me a call. Call me here, Madhouse Radio. 888-278-8509. Toll free. Who do you think has that number now? We should call the old madhouse line, the mad line. Or the prank line? What did it call? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you looking for cow's butter?
Who?
You looking for cow milk, cow butter?
Yes.
Okay, I've got some bull butter.
Hey, where are you located at?
I'm in Rogersville.
Okay. Are you the one that lives toward Cherokee High School?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's me. You heard of me.
Well, also on the sawmill lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a problem?
And they usually all.
Is there a problem?
And you usually meet at Creekside, your wife.
Yeah. Is there a problem though? Did I do something?
Oh no. My cousin had bought some cow butter,
yeah,
and some cow milk, and some cottage cheese off of you guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And my mom loves cow butter, and I was just trying to find the number and find out who sold it because she wants cow butter.
Okay, well, what I have right now is bull butter from the bull.
Well, it's the cow butter, it's bull butter, right?
Well, it's bull, the boy's butter. The boy cow's butter, you know?
Okay.
Because you jerk off his sexual organ and he makes the special butter.
Okay, how much does it sell for
about? Well, I mean, I'll give you a gallon for $5.
Okay, let me talk to my mom and I'll get back with you tomorrow.
But make sure you tell her that it's the butter from the boy cow, that it's the it comes from the sexual organ.
Much higher quality.
Of the boy cow. The boy cow's sexual organ. We masturbate it and butter comes out, and that's what I'm selling to her. Do you understand? Stupid. I don't know. She just didn't understand me or what. God damn. You had to spell it out to her. That was just like that the Burger King lady earlier. But then that's because she didn't have the black burger. Shit, I gotta do one of those though. Black burger machines.
You are a bull butter. Let me tell you this.
Bull
I'm
butter.
Your puppy conqueror.
Bull butter.
That's that line in the song. Puppy conqueror.
Bull butter.
You are a bull butter. Let me tell you this. You're a puppy conqueror.
Come here.
Yo, what's going on, nigga?
Shut up. All right, we're calling a different Burger King now. See if hopefully this one here does indeed have the black burger.
Have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Go to downtown Orlando. I know this Burger King's 24 hours. They're open until midnight. It's the one on West Colonial. I've been at this one drunk plenty of night. Come on. That one's busy. Okay, whatever. Come on, I want to complain about the black burger. Ha ha ha. I've been thinking about it all fucking week. I've been thinking about eating that damn black burger, but I'm like, that's not worth it. You know, if I'm going to cheat on my diet, I'm not going to make it for a black fucking Whopper. And then I saw the review from that guy. There's a fast food review dude. Dame Drops. I love that guy. I love his fucking vlog. Is awesome. He gave, I'm pretty sure he gave it a poor rating. It was like, eh. Yeah. And I trust it. He's actually really spot on with his fast food food reviews. But I've lost 40 pounds. I digress. It's got A1 sauce in the bun. It makes it black. They bake it with some kind of A1 sauce shit. It's just colored.
You tried the Halloween Whopper yet?
That's what the hell I'm talking about.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell them I got a Whopper and it was rotten and black and I'm upset.
Yeah, red is black, man.
Oh my God. Yes. I know, Milkman. I know.
I tried to kill them, but they're already out.
They're all rotten.
They sold them out.
Man, fuck Burger King, right? Is it midnight yet? No, it's not even close to midnight in Florida. God
idiot.
Damn it. I know, right? What an idiot Milkman is. Here's the one in my old hometown. I went to this Burger King. It was actually in this... This Burger King is in the parking lot of the grocery store I used to work at back in college, which is actually no longer a grocery store.
There you go, ma'am. Thank you. You too. Have a great evening.
Are you at Burger King now?
No, I just dropped off a customer and I forgot it was open mic. Sorry. No, I went there actually earlier in the week, and they were already sold out, motherfuckers. It's like,
really?
Friday it was.
I heard it wasn't that good. I heard the bread was kind of whack, to be honest with you. And other than the bread, it's just a Whopper. It just has a...
Was it the same thing, or could you tell any difference, or what?
The one review I saw on YouTube, the guy said it doesn't taste any different to me. It just tastes like a Whopper.
It what?
He said one of the reviews, the guy said it didn't taste any different to him.
The Whopper's what? I don't know. Everybody's making noise. I can't hear a damn thing.
He said no. And then one guy reviewed it and said it doesn't taste different.
Oh, okay. So it's just got a black bun. That's really the
yeah, but it's
deal.
supposed to have A1 sauce flavor in the black bun, but this guy said he didn't taste it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I see.
Man, fuck
yeah,
butter.
I figure it's just probably...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I'm upset now that Burger King doesn't answer. What can I do to get a Burger King answer? Let's look in Los Angeles, California. Watch it talk. We don't have it.
Well,
we don't have it here.
They probably already ran out of them too, man.
Yeah, he's like, Milkman ate them all.
No, I didn't even get one. What are you talking about, man? My birthday is Halloween. I'm qualified to get one. I should get one. Free.
Milkman ate them all. Milkman ate them all. That phone is busy.
Pay off of it. They should give me one free.
Thank you for calling Driver's Alert. May I have the vehicle ID number you're calling about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Can I have the ID number then, sir?
Mm-hmm. 0A49.
0849.
0A as in Abel 49.
Were you able to see any other numbers like a license plate number?
247 H78YRD. Dash.
What type of vehicle and what color?
714. It was a truck.
What color?
White.
All right, and did you see a company name on it?
Yeah, it said McLeod.
Right. What exactly happened, sir?
The guy is an asshole.
Okay. What was he doing, sir?
I didn't like him.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I can't help you with that, sir.
Why not? This was, he said you guys asked me to call.
And I thank you for the call, sir. You have a safe evening.
Well, what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? What are we going to do about it, I said. What are we going to do about it, motherfucker? There he goes. Yeah. Piece of shit call. Here's a different organization providing the same type of service. I just don't like him. He's an asshole. Yo, I plan to live a life of glamour like my man Tony Montana, standing pose in front of cameras with my golden silver jammies on, smoking Havanas, drinking Dime Peak, thinking beyond deep. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling Embark Safety. This is Jeff. May I have your 4-digit decal or vehicle ID?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Can I have that 4-digit decal, please?
1559.
1559, thank you. And are you calling to report a complaint, compliment, or requesting information today?
Complaint.
Sorry?
Complaint.
Okay. And did you get any of the numbers from the vehicle, like license plate or vehicle number?
Well, the number I just gave you.
That tag, how was my driving decal, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, the trucker, he went by, he showed me his penis. So I figured he wasn't a cop. And I performed oral sex on him. And we had agreed before on the price of $30. He said just $20 because I used my teeth or something like that. And kicked me out of the truck.
All right. But you didn't get any of the information from the actual vehicle? What type of vehicle was it?
He said his name was Lysol.
All right, sir.
He was in a Peterbilt.
May I place you on a brief hold, sir?
Okay. Jack TV bringing up Rick Grimes, Walking Dead, back on the air today. No spoilers. Let me tell you guys, listen, and I've talked about this in the past before. Don't be spoiling me on my shows on Sundays. Because I get real upset when my shows come in season. I'm going on Sundays and you guys think it's funny to make up spoilers. True or false, now, I've spoiled several movies here, including the most recent Star Trek movie. And, the upcoming Star Wars movie, and I have a lot more spoilers where that came from about the new Star Wars movie. Don't make me ruin it for everyone. Don't you be the person. You may not care about Star Wars and the fact that he's going to get killed by his son at the end of it, but that doesn't mean that someone else here will not be upset about that. I have a lot of young people that listen to the show. They're big fans of sci-fi and Star Wars. I got mad once because someone made up a very distasteful fake spoiler once that Arya Stark got raped in that night's episode of Game of Thrones. And I spoiled the ending of Star Trek Into Darkness. I told everyone that Benedict Cumberbatch was Khan. Which reminds me, last week's show was pretty funny with Macron saying he was Benedict Cumberbatch. I can't believe I never thought about that before. God damn it. We're going to take a break after this, god damn it, motherfuckers. might warm up a lean cuisine. Lean cuisine.
Thank you for holding. This is Matt, and I'm going to help you.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
This is Matt, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, I was making a complaint. You said you're going to put me on hold, and you're going to put me on hold for some reason?
I am. What would the complaint be, sir?
What?
What would the complaint be, sir?
Well, because the trucker went by, he showed me his penis, I told me he wasn't a cop, I said, fine, no problem, we agreed on $30. I performed
all right, sir. Well, I have your phone number now, so if you call again, we will file a plea.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Fucker. Waste of time, motherfucker, him. And what's up? Seriously, what is up with Burger King not answering phones anywhere in the country? What is this? Gandhi, while I'm in a Diamante, counting my jeans. I'm out to be a millionaire, dipped in gear, flicking $100 bills in the air. So my theory is that Finn is actually, I think it's not the two siblings in the next Star Wars movie. I think it's three. I think the black stormtrooper guy, Finn, is also a brother of the two twins. A half-brother. I think he's the reason why Han Solo and Leia split up. Because Leia had an affair on Han Solo with the administrator of Cloud City. We all know who that was. Now, because I'm not giving out spoilers, I'm not going to say his name. But whoever the chief administrator of the facilities at Cloud City is, that guy. And that would make sense, right? Because remember when Leia and Han, they ended up in Cloud City, and this particular person, he was all like, oh, what's up, girl? What's up? Oh, yeah, you look good. Yeah. I'm the chief administrator's facilities. I do all the dicking around here, he said to Leia. He was like that, too. I do all the dicking. You guys know what I'm talking about. That guy. Wears a blue cape and everything. Gotta watch out for that guy. Anyway, we're gonna take that break. When we come back, we get more prank calls. We got a lot of numbers from Parkman. Maybe I'll find a Burger King to answer. You know, one that has the burger that I'm talking about. I really don't get it why I can't get one to answer. This is fucking ridiculous. Maybe we'll call Guam. They probably won't have it on the menu in Guam. They get everything last over there. They're just watching the last Star Trek movie. I could spoil it over there for them. Yeah. But send in your prank requests. I could do some of those. Any of the normal staff and members here who's listening, if you feel prankish, in about 10 minutes, hit me up after the break. I'll be adding you. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. I'll be right back. Thank you. I only have faith in two of my players, Mr. 187 and Mr. Glock Chaos. There goes Milton. Yeah. Then other fools came and benefited. We leaned in the managers, but they were just strangers. Didn't let us know about the paperwork in danger.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Kiss my pussy.
You can catch me in the Chevy Van 150. Ooh, hot,
Hey, damn it. I'm back. I'm Carlito. I host a Madhouse Radio Show Machine. And I'm here to do prank calls. Woo, we lost Milkman there in the interim. So, as always, I'm going to have to try to call him back. We got numbers coming in from Big Dwight McClanahan, Big Fat Dwight, Heart Attack Dwight. Man, that's fucked up. Sorry, man. That's my friend.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press.
It's so hard to bend over and tie my shoe when I weigh 800 pounds, cause I'm big pun, big fat pun, you could say. Let's see if that bitch wants to be on with me, that Dwight bitch.
Motherfucker.
Hey, let me add Macron since he hit me up.
I haven't had a heart attack since yesterday, fuck.
Yeah. Hey. Don't say that. It was Jack TV. Jack TV says shit. Jack TV.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Macron? Macron?
Yo, masturbating in here.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Do it. Looking for my. There we go. That's what I was looking for. All right. Dwight, what kind of numbers did you send me? Them Twitter complainers? Yes, you did. Cool. All right. Those were really fun last week, man. I had a lot of fun with some Twitter complainers last week. That chef guy was hilarious. You know what I'm talking about, right? The chef machine?
Yeah, man, I do.
That's great. All right, Dwight. Thanks for chiming in there. Appreciate it. Macron, how are you doing tonight? You good?
Yeah, it's all good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing better than you, I hope. Because I'm just, you know, I'm selfish. That's all.
Fair enough.
Just here looking up the Comcast corporate number, you know? Corporate office corporate number. All right, there we go. Let me adjust that in the caller ID. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. Do you have any ideas for a Comcast complainer? Anything you've come up with? Other than... I still love the hold thing. You know, the hold fail.
Yeah, we've always got great ideas for Comcast complainers. It just sort of happens when we get them on the line, you know?
It just kind of develops.
I'm back.
Yeah. It depends what kind of person it is who's complaining, really.
Yeah, it really does. So much.
Like, you occasionally get those people who just totally fall for it, and they're the best ones.
I just love it when, like, that. There was a lady last week who was so mad. It's just like, fucking cunt, are you kidding me?
I fucking love those Twitter complainer people.
It's like, and by the way, I can hear. Yeah, anyway. So this guy here says, is there an outage in my area, Seattle, I guess? Your app says there isn't, but no modem connection. Begs to differ. Oh, here we go with the cockiness. You heard how he said that? Begs to differ.
Man, you already started with the attitude. Want, motherfucker. All
right. I'll try to open this one up then.
Hi, this is Jeff. But you already know that since you're calling me. I really wish we could talk right now, but chances.
Shit. Oh, you're a real fucking asshole. Yeah. Oh, you already know that since you're calling me. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jeff.
I'm cool.
Fucking Mr. Cool Guy over there.
I'm cool. My name's Dwight. I'm cool.
Hi, this is Jeff. But you already know that since you're calling me. I really wish we could talk right now.
Oh, he threw the fuck you button on you.
I'm in a work meeting. So
he threw it on you good hard.
And please let me know what your favorite movie is. I hope it's a good one. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Was that the answering machine? What's your favorite movie? Your
yeah, he said to leave
when
that.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
My favorite movie is the one I snuck out of your mama's house with her getting fucked by my dad.
Fucking stole mine. That's my favorite too.
Oh, shit. All right.
No, I seriously was going to say my favorite is the one that I made with your mother when I fucked her.
That's what my dad did.
Yep.
Your mama's house.
We all know where that was going.
We'll talk about my mama. Give me just a moment because I got. Oh, fuck. I screwed something up here. Here we go. Now I got it. Right? Yeah, I got it.
Well, I fucked myself fantasy football this week, Carlito.
I've been having a good season. I don't know where I'm at tonight.
Stanford got fucking benched at halftime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And Abdullah, like, thank God they weren't in the same league, but Abdullah is a running back of the fan league.
Yeah, I wanted to
draft him.
And
the motherfucker fumbled twice, and they benched him the rest of the game.
Oh, shit.
I was like, you motherfuckers!
I wanted to draft him in both leagues, and I did not get a chance to. I had him on my short list.
Yeah, well, he fumbled twice. The second one, Detroit got back, but, you know, the coaches were like, we've seen enough of that shit, and they put him on the
yeah.
Well, the Lions fucking turned it over 6 times today.
Man, but that's just Lions football. That's just Detroit football.
Oh, they don't turn it over that much.
Did the Tigers do anything this season? I don't follow baseball.
No, they fucking... They sold off everything. They sold Cespedes, and they fucking traded Price.
Cespedes?
They
go to Miami? No. Or something. Someone else.
How was that croaking? Game that was on the other day.
Oh man, I lost in fantasy football. I lost to fucking Akers. I got my ass kicked by Akers. 163 to 138. That's not cool. So is Baz not paying attention? He only scored 40 points this week. Is he not? Did he have buys in there? Probably. He's not.
What? Yeah, I'm going to beat Baz in the Madhouse League because he had people with buys and he did not fix them. So I'm going to beat him like 150 to like 56.
Yeah. Shit. Lonesome Loser just scored. Now Lonesome's beating Legend 122-113. He just scored something pretty big. I just saw the update flash on here. Dirty Aaron only has 89, so I'm guessing he probably did the same thing. Well, he's in China and shit. He's probably blocked. He can't get in through the Great Wall. Andy's destroying him by 50-something points almost. Shit. Wow. All right, well, you know, we always get at least two that are like, yeah, fuck it, you know.
How's that croquet game the last few days?
Oh, croquet is crazy. I don't understand. I've tried to watch that shit. It's like baseball, but they roll the ball, and this guy's pitching.
Is it really on?
Huh? Is there what?
I was just kidding. Is it really something that's on TV?
I've tried to watch cricket. I thought you said croquet.
That's a racist term. You can't be doing that.
Cricket.
It's true.
Hey, don't be dissing cricket. Cricket's great.
I don't get it, man. It's like baseball, but like...
That's where the baseball failures, like the people who can't pitch in America, go to play cricket and they throw it at the ground and make it bounce a few times first.
It's just weird. I just saw this dude, this pitcher, and he's like winding up underarm and bouncing and jumping. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's like bowling, but baseball, but horseshoes.
It basically is baseball, but without a circle, you know, just with a straight line.
Ooh, a straight line.
Yeah, just imagine it like baseball, but instead of running like round the whole circle, you just run up and down in a straight line.
So it's the same thing, but just conserving space.
It's pretty much the same, other than that.
Conserving space, because of course, Britain is an island, as we all know, and space is limited there. Just like
the balls keep going off the edge. That's the problem.
Ooh,
the balls.
They go forward. They keep
falling in the sea. That's what it is.
Oh, man. Adjust the rules of cricket play. And you know who else is into those to cricket is the damn Indians, man.
Oh, yeah.
The apartments here that I live at, we have these tennis courts, and the Indians fucking went out there and played cricket and destroyed it. And there was a special newsletter sent out to everyone via email that said, please don't play cricket. And it's like, who else do you think would play cricket? It's the freaking Indians here. They went out there, just hit their mallets on a tennis court. Like, it's not a clay court. It's like an actual hard court. And they, like, destroyed it. It was a few thousand, it said. So I'm sure someone got yelled at by the leasing office here.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, so... we'll do another Comcast one, so I don't have to change the caller ID if I can find one. Yes, I can. This is a person who says they can't stream local channels on any of the Comcast apps. No, you can't, asshole. That's the whole point. All right, can I talk to him? Because that really pisses me. What does he understand? No. Of course
you can. Yeah, well, it's because it's mobile. The locals are supposed to be localized to your area.
You can download whatever you've recorded on your DVR, or you can watch your on-demand. Actually, no, you can't download your... You can. You can download it first on your home network and watch it on your device wherever you go if you download it first. But you can't stream it because, fucker, I mean, come on,
man. You know what's fucked up? I have...
shit, what is that? No, Sling. And I can stream my locals and shit through that.
Yeah, but they're also having a huge lawsuit against them by CBS.
Fuck CBS.
And then we'll see where that ends up. Because Dish, that's if Dish loses out on that lawsuit, that's like their last card, really, other than the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Voicemail, if you feel you've reached this number in error, please.
Dish is going to get bought out.
Directs want the Sunday Ticket.
Or is it Direct? Anyway, but both of those, Dish probably first, is going to get bought out. DirecTV also, they're going to get bought by
Direct.
Either one of the mobile carriers or by Google or Apple or something like that. And it's just going to be for Spectrum. That's the only reason they're going to buy them and for shit like that.
Wasn't DirecTV with, who they just link up with?
They, DirecTV with AT&T.
AT&T, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting cozy, but they've been getting cozy for a few years because AT&T stores will offer you, like, DirecTV. They had, like, some kind of weird hybrid partnership already, so that was bound to happen. Yeah, but Dish Network, I think, T-Mobile's always mentioned. And Google is always mentioned. And Apple's been mentioned occasionally for buying out that company. And literally, it's just going to be for the patents and the rights and all that to broadcast. Like they want. Yeah, they just want to be. They want to become a carrier. That's the quickest way. Google especially, because they would love to add IPTV on top of their Google Fiber.
Is that motherfucker giggling in the back?
Sorry. You're my darling, darling love. I just saw my penis size. You're my
darling, darling. Hello. Baby.
Yeah, hey. This is Rex. I'm calling for regarding the firewood that you got. You're looking for firewood, is it? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of firewood did you need, and how much did you need? Listen, you said call any time in the ad. I call any time, all right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just fine.
All right, honey.
I mean, what I want is oak and hickory green.
Okay, yeah, I got a whole ton of that. I've been chopping down every single tree that I can find on my property.
Yeah,
flattening it all down.
I want. You could bring all three of mine in a row. All
right.
Then my daughter lives right across the road from me.
Yeah.
She wants about 8 loads, but.
Oh, I can give her a big load on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But we live out on Highway 70 north, not going towards Camelot or Preston's Home or
yeah,
Clinch Mountain.
How many loads does your daughter wants? How many loads? 6?
8.
8 loads.
Yeah.
How many guys?
Wants it just like from, say, from now to the 1st of December.
Every day?
Just a load, like, once a week.
So I can come over once a week and drop my load on her face?
Yeah.
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 All right, cool. That's cool. I was wondering, can I, because I've got some friends, and maybe we can divide that between 3 of my friends, me and my 3 friends, we could just come over and all drop our loads at the same time on her face twice.
Okay.
You know?
But you can bring my.
Yeah, it's called. It's Bukkake, you know? Bukkake.
I don't.
Bukkake?
Yeah. Yeah, like, does she hold two in her each hand and then use her mouth on the other one?
Do what now?
Does she hold one in each of her hand and then use her mouth on the third one? At the same time?
I don't know.
How does she get the loads?
Well, my cousin was hauling them.
Mm-hmm.
And he quit, so it didn't matter to him. But
I heard about that here in Tennessee. The cousin does that stuff. Yeah.
Because he would just drop a load. Well, he'd leave me a check. Or she'd leave me a check. And when he came by, he'd just pick the check up.
What would he do exactly? He would like drop a load on her.
Yeah, you can drop one on her now, and you can drop 3 on me.
Oh.
I'll pay for 3.
Oh, nice.
And she'll pay for her 1.
Oh fuck yeah!
Oh god,
that sounds good. Yeah, so I'll drop my load on her, and then my three buddies here, they'll each drop a load in your face.
I'll handle him, Cross. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Dwight here, he likes to, he gets big loads. He has big loads.
Yeah.
Big, thick, steamy loads. Yeah.
Me and Macron can just kiss each other in the back room.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fine, because, like I said, she lives right across the road from me.
Do you ever drop a load on your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she lives just across the road, so he just goes across the street, I guess, with a load.
You just go over there and tug a load off real quick for her? In her face?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you won't pay when you bring a load, I mean, she can always pay. She just don't want. But she just don't want, like, three or four loads at one time.
She doesn't. She just wants one, like, once a month. She wants us to go down there and drop a load.
She'll take two a month.
How much does she pay per load, usually?
We paid 60 last year.
60 per load. Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Nah, I can do that.
That's a hot price. Does she need it recorded? Can we record when we're dropping the load?
Well, I know. I mean, what I'll do is I'll talk to her now. Like,
yeah, because we like to go back and relive when we drop the load on her.
Yeah.
You know, just to, because it's, you know, it's real hot, you know? Real high action. Fuck yeah.
I like to put it on my website sometimes. Is that okay?
Yeah, we put the video on the website.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's fine.
All right.
Oh, great. Great.
Okay. Well, did you want to be there? You can watch when we drop the load too, if you want. You know, maybe you can help. Well. You can help drop us. You can help drop the load. You can help one of us. You know, you don't have to, but if you'd like to help one of us drop our load, yeah,
that'd be fine.
All right. Good.
Like I said, now, just call me before you're bringing a load, and.
I'll tell you. To completion a lot quicker if you assist me with it.
I do like to call out and tell you, like, hey, I just want you to let you know I'm coming. My load's coming, you know? I'm like, it's coming right now because my load. Are you ready for my load?
It might be like a Friday, Saturday night. Is that a problem if it's like, you know, say it's Friday evening and I've just got a big load and, you know, I just need to come over there. Would that be all right?
That'd be fine. I mean, her loads after four would be better. Because she'd be there to pay you.
Well, a lot of times I'm at work, you know, I'm working during the day and I build up a lot of tension and you can imagine what it's like. So after say 5-6 o'clock is when I usually want to drop off.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine with either one of us, but I mean, I'm
retarded. Where are we going to drop the, do you have to open up where we're going to drop the load? Can you open it up?
For hers, I'll have to open up the basement door.
All right. So what I'll do, I'll let you know. I'm going to let you guys know, hey, I'm going to be dropping my load. Open up. Open it up. You know, open up.
Okay.
You know, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm dropping my load.
Do the basement doors open quite wide? Because I've got quite a wide loader. And so are they quite nice wide doors?
Well, you don't have to back all the way in.
Yeah. Maybe it'd be better suited, if we brought it in the back door.
Yeah, well, when you come, I'll show you. I mean, it's easy to get to.
Oh, you're going to show me when I come?
Yeah.
Well, you got to show us before we come, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I've got quite a heavy loader as well. There's no kind of weight limits or anything around there, is there? Like, I can just bring the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Where Yen's coming from?
From Rogersville.
Hey, sir, I had a question. Are you by your computer? Because we would really like to show you the load.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to your computer. I'm going to give you a website so I can show you a picture of the load.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know when you're there.
I'm married.
All right. You got your browser open?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to go to corporate, or I'm sorry, let me make sure this is right. It's helpdeskcorporate.com/load. So, helpdeskcorporate.com/load.
Are you putting that in now?
Yeah, and just let me know when you're there, sir.
Yeah, man, I've been all over the computer, so it's slowed down a little bit.
Oh, okay. And you might want to turn your volume up, because it's going to have instructions to click the picture, to enlarge it.
It's a pretty big load.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm... speakers is messed up, so I've not got no volume.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I've got you here.
All right. What do you see there? You see the tree?
Yeah.
Or the lady there? Yeah, click on her.
Is your computer coming up still, or what's happening?
Mine's still coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. It's still coming here.
Yeah, it's... I don't know if or not it slows down a whole lot. But that's still, I mean, that's all right. I'll try it there tomorrow because he's not going to...
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to do it. He's full of shit.
Okay.
All right. All right, sir, so I'm looking forward to dropping my load on your daughter, you know?
Okay.
Will she swallow? Does she swallow the load?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Now, is she using any kind of, like, oral contraceptive? Because this worries me as well. If we're going to be dropping a load off there regular, you know.
Yeah, I heard she was a dirty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be paying any child support or anything like that. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. When I put my penis inside your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big are your daughter's breasts?
Help desk corporate office.
Do what? He was about to answer. Oh, they.
I do want to thank the person. Where was that call? Like what state?
Tennessee.
Yeah, I want to thank the person in Kansas who followed that link we just read out and clicked on it.
No.
Oh yeah, they followed it. It's because I can see the tag /load, so I know if they just did it now.
Yeah, don't go to those. When you hear the show, don't go to those sites, man.
Yeah.
If you're new, I got maybe mentioned that at the beginning of the show. If you hear, a link, don't really go to it.
Unless you're curious.
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to check it, if you don't care, it's fine. I've gone there just to see what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're curious, that's fine.
Yeah. That was a firewood guy. That was interesting. I had so many giggles during that with the whole load thing.
I had that little extra. I'm like, you sure you can't bring the load in the back door? And he's like, I'll ask her.
Yeah, we gotta open the basement. I'm coming. I'm going to let you know I'm coming.
I'll show you when you come. Or you're going to show me. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll show you down there where it is. All right. So I think I was trying to call Comcast. Let me check the ID. Yeah, I was trying to call Comcast Complainer. So here's a Comcast Complainer. This is what we were trying to do before I epically messed up.
Is this asshole named Brett?
Fuck Brett. That's the stupidest name ever.
Stupid. That's Brett. Brett. He's the one that can't stream.
What? Oh.
Hello? Hello, sir? Oh, he picked up.
Oh, no.
Shit, sorry.
Screw me all day. You can't stream. Great. I'm not a player, I just... And he hears that in the background. Hello, sir?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is that Brett? I'm calling from Comcast. I'm calling from Comcast regarding an issue you're having with your service, sir.
I don't seem to be having an issue.
You were not able to stream your local channels on your Comcast app?
I was curious if that was an option.
Are you an X1 user, or what are you, which do you have the new X1 box, or are you using a regular DVR?
I don't have a DVR, so I guess I'm an X1 user.
You're not an X, no, because the X1 is the new advanced one. You can't stream local channels over TV, sir. That's in violation of FCC regulations. I don't know why you would want us to illegally pirate television for you.
No, that's not what I was asking. I was asking if it was on the app, if I could stream local channels on your app.
No, we cannot illegally stream copyright content to you. No, sir, we can't do that. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
All right, so now that you're in violation of your terms of service by trying to seek...
Hold on. How did you get there? I asked a question if Time Warner Cable does that. I'm a new customer to Comcast. I was asking if it was an option. I'm not violating my service.
Well,
I haven't tried to do anything. I asked a question.
Article
Why are you
50,
getting so aggressive with me at 11 o'clock at night?
Article 51 in the Comcast Terms of Service Charter states specifically issues like this regarding customers who are looking for ways to circumvent FCC regulations in order to stream live events and copyright television broadcast without the express written permission of those content providers. I don't know if you recall that. That's Section 51.
Now, thank you. Now that I know, I will not look into that any further. I was literally just asking a question.
Right.
Time Warner Cable allowed you to do that on their app, so I'm just curious as a new customer if that was an option.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, though. You're in violations of the terms of service now, sir. So we actually have to terminate your service, unfortunately.
Why do you have to terminate my service?
Well, because we're forced to take situations like this with piracy very seriously, unfortunately.
I haven't pirated anything. I asked a question. I didn't do anything. I asked you a question.
My hands are rather...
Do you have a manager that I can speak to?
I do. Can you give me... Let me see if I can get my manager on the line. That should be Mr. Ron. Can you give me just a moment? I'm sure we can get this taken care of. He has the authority to do that. Can you just a moment, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Please.
Hi, Ron Blackman.
Yeah, hi, Ron.
Hello?
Hey, Ron, this is Eddie. I have Brett on the line.
Right. Is he live on the line or is he on hold?
No, he's on hold. He can't hear us. I have him on hold.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
He has an issue with... He said that he wanted to pirate CBS, NBC, and his local channels.
We can't allow that.
He was looking for assistance, and I guess he lodged a complaint because Comcast would not assist him with that.
He lodged a complaint because we wouldn't let him pirate the TV channel.
Yeah, he made a slanderous comment.
That is not what I'm asking.
So
bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit.
Disconnection.
It's another one of those pirate
violation.
Another one of those pirate things. Like they
just
were saying,
put on the notes. He was a criminal.
He's gone.
And
he's gone.
A pirate.
Hang on, he's gone.
Oh.
I always love that response. I can hear you.
No shit.
Come on, man. I was about to transfer to
you. I have reached Brett's voicemail.
Oh, he's saying that.
Fucking Brett.
What?
You should just call and leave him a voicemail. Tell him disconnection will occur in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would get him flipping out on Twitter.
We're about to do the transfer shit, dude.
Yeah. Do we have a link to his Twitter, please?
We do.
Keep an eye on that.
When it comes to Twitter complainers, we always have the link.
Yeah, that's how it all starts. It starts with the link, really, right?
Yeah, it really does.
I'm trying to add that now. There you go. Hey, in case Dwight didn't get to it yet.
Oh, sweet.
Let me look at it just in case.
Oh, he already got rid of that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He already erased it.
He's on us. Shit.
Probably doing it right when we're on the phone.
I left a picture of him.
Wait.
My God.
He's calling himself a brat. He sounded like some sort of gaiety.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wait. Refresh his Twitter page.
His main Twitter page?
Yeah, it's gone.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He erased it.
Wow. That was right quick. That's weird.
He claims to be on TV sometimes. He's social media educator / geek.
He's like, wait, man, come on, man.
He's a co-host of a podcast.
He's like, no, wait. Come on. He's just trying to bargain with me. Come on, you don't have to do that, man.
I won't look into it any further. Come on, man. I know it's a problem. No, I won't do it.
Yeah. My jargon was pretty good, I think. The express written consent.
Whatever.
That comes from years of watching NBA basketball broadcasts. Yeah. All right, so. And boxing, they also did that. Valerie says that she had an iced caramel or caramel, as Jag would say. Coconut milk macchiato is delish. I don't know. I can't back that up. Is delish, but a bit pricey. She's complaining about the price of an iced caramel.
May I speak with this bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Right. Iced caramel, coconut milk.
I'm feeling a little better today. I had a cold pretty much all week. Yesterday, I was fucking horrible.
Oh, man. Really?
I was doing my show. I was like, oh, fuck.
That's unfortunate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I coughed my ass off.
Oh, fuck that, man. I don't have a toll-free number for Starbucks. Oh, yeah, I do. Look at that. It's 1-800-STARBUCKS. Who would have thought? Let me set that up. Even though I think it makes it harder. Are you calling from corporate or the local?
Oh, yeah. I'll call
you
from
are?
Corporate.
All right, I guess I'll try the toll-free. Getting a call from a toll-free number at this time, I would be like, okay, something's up, right?
Right.
Because you're like...
Yeah, but she's from Hawaii. She's not that smart.
Oh, yeah. Just never mind. No, but I would pick up because I'm like, well, even collectors aren't allowed to call you this late. You know, I would be thinking. I would know. Something's up. All right, anyway, so we can stop talking about it now that I fixed the caller ID. And here we go with Big Valerie. And Fat Valerie. Representing the 808, no, I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. We already played this song, didn't we? Yeah. What's wrong with this? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Is my text red in the chat room? Or is it just for me?
I see red.
Don't troll.
Hello.
Oh, nice.
Hi, it's Val. Leave me a message. Thanks.
At the tone.
Oh, man. Trying to
got a new name I'm going to use for tonight.
A new name?
Yeah, we'll see if anyone recognizes where it's from.
Is it Dwight McClanahan?
Jim Schwartz?
No.
Jim Schwartz. That was awesome.
Hi, it's Val. Leave me a message. Thanks.
Fucking bitch.
Yay. It's like music to me. It's magic. Okay, who's next? Let me look.
Me, yeah. Sam.
You want Sam? Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam says, an hour later, Time Warner support still cannot fix that issue with my account. Boo-hoo. All right. Is that a recent?
No, I can fix it.
Let me get Time Warner's shit here. You know what's good? Because I'm thinking sometimes, like, people, if it's their cable company, they'll save it. They'll call it once and save it as, you know, so they don't have to look it up again.
Right.
You'll probably save it as, so it comes up on your ID as your saved contact for Time Warner Cable. That's what I hope happens. I don't know why I keep going back to that subject, right, about the caller ID changing. I think it's just to kill time as I change the ID. Cause
probably.
It does take me some time. All right. Is this song's playing again? Son of a bitch. This song's playing again.
Yeah, baby.
It's on the repeats.
Yeah, it is. Number one station in the nation. Okay. Coming up. Sorry for the wait, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. too spooky.
Hello.
Sam.
Yeah, looking for Sam.
Sam.
Yeah, this is Vincent Gambini. I'm calling from Time Warner Cable. I saw you sent a tweet to us about an issue you were having.
I got tons of issues. It's 10:40 at night, and I finally gave up on issues.
Well, I'd like to help you out, and if you don't mind, you can call me Vinny. If you want to do it on a first-name basis, what can I help you with, Sam?
It's 10:40 at night. The only people who call me at 10:40 at night are my data centers or my network operations people.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I'm over here in Seattle, so we're still a couple hours behind you. I just saw that you, you were having issues with your account.
I was having issues with being able to view on demand.
Okay.
My account is in an inconsistent state.
No, right.
You're still
on the account itself, it said this was the best time of day to make contact. It said that you worked early in the morning and the nighttime would be the best time.
Nighttime being like, 6 to 8 or something.
Well, they
like
specifically
that.
Had it marked on here from 10 to midnight.
Now, anyways, shit, God, damn it, it's starting to think of Time Warner. Oh, fuck. All right, here's the deal. 2nd of October, I moved into a brand new house.
Okay.
Your salespeople told me that I would be able to move my, because all I had was internet at the old place. At the same time I moved, I would be able to upgrade to a bundled package.
Mm-hmm.
VR installed. And separately have a security system installed, which would not be installed until the 20th.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you sent out here to do the installation was a contractor.
Well, I didn't send them out. The company did, but continue.
Well, represent the company, so it's you.
Okay.
Just like when my company drops the ball, it's me.
My apologies.
All right. So you guys sent out a contractor who doesn't know what an IP address is, doesn't know what a link light is, doesn't know what a MAC address is, no basic troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to his credit, he's a real clear thinker. He's a methodical thinker. And with some training, the kid would probably be pretty good. But you guys didn't give him jack for training other than how to terminate cables.
Hmm.
You seen him?
So he just doesn't have the basic training to complete the task that he was set?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So he comes out here, he hooks up the DVR, we see TV. We didn't try to download movies or anything, we just saw, hey, we
saw
a signal.
You saw TV.
We saw TV. Alright, good. So we go to trying to get the internet up. He's trying to install a new modem, not my old modem, but a new modem, and he can't get a link light.
Right.
Now, I've been doing this for a long time, and if you can't get a link light...
You can't get the link light. Either the Ethernet cable's bad, or router, or modem. There's a couple different things.
You can't get the word, and Time Warner's misprovisioned on the back end. Either way, you don't start trying to troubleshoot anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls his Tier 3... And his Tier 3 keeps trying to tell him that he needs to get an IP address from my computer. Now, I'm a Mac person.
Oh. Yeah.
Your witness in support tells the contractor, well, do you have a 169 address and a PIPA address?
Right.
I try to tell him, you don't have a link light. It's not going to work. So the tech support person won't listen to, won't talk to me. He's got to talk to the contractor. The contractor doesn't understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, they did know in the account the reason that the tech support on the phone with the subcontractor didn't want to talk to you was they said you were being aggressive and kind of being a fucking asshole is what the notes say.
I am an asshole whenever I tell you a link light and you start telling me IP address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mean to say that I'm calling you that. I'm just saying that's what the notes were left.
And I am an asshole. When you start showing technical incompetence,
right,
and you've wasted my time, I'm going to be an asshole.
Right.
Because I can't. If I had people perform like Time Warner has people perform, I'd fire them. I'd fire half of your organization if I could.
Now, let me verify the account, because I do see the name Sam. Your name is Sam Douchebag? Is that what it is? Is it French?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. And can you verify the service address?
584.
Okay. And how long has the issue been occurring?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
By the way, the name is Samuel Douglas Caldwell.
Oh, okay. So the last name is incorrect. We don't keep middle names.
Yeah. So if your people are putting things like douchebag in the notes,
right?
You know what I would do?
What?
I'd go and I'd grab people like that. Any of my people ever treat a customer like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'd take them out. Take them out to the 16th floor.
Right.
I have HR with the paperwork. We take them to the elevator. We fill out the paperwork at the elevator where everyone else can see it. And then we put them in the elevator without their badge. And we'll let security escort them from the bottom floor to the garage. And then I personally at that point make sure that they don't have a technology.
Yeah, we don't need your corporate structure there, buddy.
Yeah, I really honestly hate you people.
Don't raise your voice to me, motherfucker. I just do my job.
You do your job?
I do my job.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you do your job, then why are we getting to this point?
I don't know. You're raising your tone. You're telling me how to do my job.
If you think you're so smart, then why don't you run your own service, faggot? Okay, go ahead, Dwight.
My friend, I don't know who you are.
Sir, hello? Sir, my name's Ron Blackman. I'm the senior supervisor here, and I was just listening in on the tail end of that conversation. Would you like to explain what you think you're doing speaking to my staff like that, please?
Would you like to explain to me why your staff is starting to use profanity towards me?
Sir, I've got testimony from my employee Dwight here that you already swore at him several times during the initial conversation.
Then listen to the rest of the call.
And I don't think I can do that, sir. I can tell from your bad attitude and your belligerence that you obviously have a problem with us. I'm going to go ahead and cancel all your services, okay?
Four calls trying to get issues resolved, and I have yet to get any issue resolved with Time Warner.
Well, I tell you what, sir. I'm going to resolve all of your issues right here in one go, okay? I'm going to disconnect your service right now. I'm going to put you on a 15-minute disconnect, okay? There will also be a fee for this.
One question. Will you terminate all of the services?
Yeah, I'll terminate absolutely everything, provided you're willing to pay all the disconnection fees. Let me see. Let's see if... I'll just turn on the dot matrix, see if I can print out your last bill. Okay. I'm also going to apply the whiny bitch fee as well. We don't usually do that for men, but you have been, I'll be honest, such a whiny bitch tonight, sir, that we are going to apply the $250 whiny bitch fee.
Why don't you go ahead and mark it up to the $500 whiny bitch fee and add these nuts to that order.
Right, sir, that joke's getting very old now, okay. That was like... You know, Dr. Dre did that in the early 90s. Why don't you get some new material, sir? But yeah, I will bump that up to $500. Okay, please don't send any more tweets over because you really are an asshole, okay?
I'm going to start tweeting even more at this point.
Yep, yep. You tweeted about as what? Let me see here on my system. You tweeted, I just have to open up the whiny bitch folder. Just one moment. Yeah, you tweeted about 3 hours ago. Support cannot fix my issues. Where? Was that you?
That was me.
Yeah, sounds like you. Okay. So I think we're all cleared up here. Your service will be offline in 15 minutes. We do ask that you return any equipment of ours that you have, or there will be further charges.
Oh, yeah.
So don't get flustered. The phone's already dialed. Hello?
I'm flustered.
You sound flustered. You were hitting the buttons there on the telephone.
No, I wasn't.
It's not what I heard. Do you have any more questions, sir? Do you know where to return the equipment?
Why are you calling me at 10:50 at night?
Well, I'm just looking at your notes here, sir. It says that this is the most convenient time to call. You will have been asked at some point on a previous call.
No, I've never said that this would be a convenient time.
Well, I'll be honest with you, sir. Just from speaking to you for a few minutes, it does seem that you are full of shit. So I am going to go ahead and believe the notes, okay?
Yeah, okay. Cool.
All right. Okay. So your total is $564.75, and that will appear on your next bill, but your service will disconnect in around 15 minutes, okay?
Cool.
All right. Do you have anything to say? Maybe you'd like to apologize to Dwight for your behavior? If I get him back on the line, do you think you can maybe be a grown-up now and just say you're sorry for being so childish?
Our Time Warner, and you really would do something like this and act like you do tonight on a recorded call?
Well, sir, you're going to find that out when your service disconnects in around 15 minutes, aren't you?
Best field days this week. This week is going to be one of my most enjoyed weeks.
Yes, sir, shut up. I'm going to go ahead and put Dwight on so you can make the apology, okay?
This is Dwight.
This guy wants to apologize for what he said.
Oh, okay, I'll accept apologies if he wants to offer one.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
No more tweets, motherfucker. You hear me? You talk to me like that. No more.
He won't be able to tweet. He won't have internet.
I'm contacting Twitter.
Minutes.
I'm contacting them. You're threatening in the tweets, threatening manners. You'll be disconnected, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, sir.
You just keep talking trash. Where did I threaten in Time Warner? Let's see.
You told me on this phone, and it's recorded for quality and training purposes. You told me that our company was ignorant, and you were going to make me suck your dick, and that is a threat.
Say that. And in fact, if this is recorded, I would highly encourage you to contact law enforcement. I would never make a sexual... One, I'm pretty sure you're not my type. I would never make a sexual threat to you. Two.
Oh, so now you're degrading me. You're degrading me. I'm not your type.
I do agree that your company is incompetent. Your company is extremely unprofessional, extremely incapable of delivering service.
Sir, are you still bitching on here? I thought you were going to make an apology and then shut the fuck up, and yet you're still here whining like a little girl. Say you're sorry to Dwight, or else.
Apologize for Time Warner performing...
No, say I'm sorry I'm such a little bitch, Dwight.
No, I won't say that.
Say it.
No.
God damn it, say it, or I'm increasing the fees here, the charges. I'm going to add $100 for every minute that goes by that you don't say sorry to Dwight, okay?
That's all you're going to do?
Come on.
Get up a little bit more.
All right, we're up to 600.
Come on, that's all you got? Shit.
Well, Mr. Ron, you can't keep charging him. Clearly his phone keeps cutting out. He's on one of the Obama phones. He can't afford it anyway. We might as well just send him to collections.
Yeah, we'll just... Yeah, okay. Have we got anyone... Can we patch him into collections and they can maybe deal with him?
I think Cross is in collections tonight.
Okay, so you're still there?
Yeah, you guys don't have anyone in collections. You guys had
I'm gonna go ahead and try the collections department right now. I'm just gonna process you as a default account. Okay, one moment. Cross, you there?
This is Cross.
Cross, I've got this motherfucker on the line. He was one of the people on the list of Twitter complainers we've got to do tonight. He shouldn't be able to hear us right now. He's on hold. He's a fucking asshole. He said he hates us. He's not happy. He was cussing at Dwight earlier, made Dwight really upset. We applied the maximum disconnection fee that we could, and he's just basically still... He's berating us. He's being a motherfucker. What I want to do is I want to skip the 90 days and just go straight to the full collections.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them, yeah. I'm going to put them on post 90 days, and this will retroactively report negative to the three credit unions.
Great. That'll show him.
So it's going to go back 3 months, so he's going to go into immediate delinquency with a very immediate hit on his credit record.
Nice. So you want to speak to him and just tell him that?
Yeah, I'm going to process it right now while you're talking to me.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I'm going to get him back in here so he can hear us, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Let me see. Hello, sir, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, sir?
You had someone to transfer over to me then? Or?
He's on the line right now. I don't know what he's doing, if he's scared or what.
Hello, sir. This is Cross. I'm with Debt Collections. Are you there?
Straighten that running your scam.
I'm sorry?
You're running a scam? Yeah. You don't want no money from you, motherfucker.
Why is it always a scam?
It's a conspiracy.
Sorry about that, sugar dick. I was just actually getting really pissed at that guy.
Jack, so what are you getting at with your murder mystery? Are you killing one of us in real life?
I mean, yeah. No.
All right. Now, Matt isn't in this murder mystery then? I didn't see a thing for him.
Yeah, Matt's in that.
Matt is.
I saw him.
The only people who aren't are Baz and Trainwreck, only because I have no idea what they look like.
Okay. So what are you doing? Do we all just have to watch to see what happens in it?
Pretty much.
It's going to be
pretty cool.
On a post-per-post basis?
Yes. That'll be once a week.
All right, cool. Well, that's cool.
Hope everyone is excited for it.
I'm signed up for it. Everyone it's on Facebook. So that's a group then? You created a Facebook group?
Yes.
Facebook group. Very nice.
It's facebook.com/PCNmystery.
PCN Mystery. Yes. Okay, gotcha. Making a note of that right there to put on my block list. No, kidding. Where are we at with numbers? We have more from you, Dwight. We haven't really gotten that deep into those calls yet. Let's see what's next. Jason, who says, Comcast, do you ever get so frustrated that very little will help? That's where I was today. Aww. He's in Massachusetts. So now I gotta change the call ID back to Comcast.
What the deal, kid?
What the deal, y'all?
And I want to also mention why he's changed the caller ID, youtube.com/DwightTheJanitor. We are currently at 797 subscribers, trying to get to that 1,000 mark. Yeah.
Wow, a big 1,000. I didn't even know
how
many.
Yeah, ever since, I think this last month we've had, actually I could tell you exactly, we had a big jump in the last month.
That's good.
Because I think it's fucking the analytics need to load.
It's the webcam, man.
Webcams.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. It is the webcam
the
stuff.
Webcams are funny as hell, man.
Yeah.
Let's see. Subscribe. We had 191 subscribers in the last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many I have on the two channels. I'm pretty sure Brad has the most out of all of us. But
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know where we're at. I should check that out. Just curious. We'll do that now while we do this. Who's talking to her? Are you talking to her, Dwight? The Comcast one here?
Sure.
He, Jason.
Hello? you've got Jason. Please do leave your name and number, and I'll return your call as soon as possible.
I'd have to get him. I love you.
I love the goofy ex picture of that Sam guy we just talked to.
I have 1550.
God damn.
But yeah, god damn. I've been on YouTube since 2006, I think.
Oh, wow.
2007, maybe. That's pretty bad, actually.
You got how many now?
1550, it says. On Madhouse Radio.
About a year, and I'm trying to get to 1,000 before the year's out.
Okay. I've had mine since 2008, and I think I'm at like 860 something.
Madhouse Classics at 391. That's just prank calls.
Yeah, I haven't updated any prank calls lately. There's just not a lot of stuff that I like that I've done. There was a few things that were borderline last night that I might have added, but
Hey, but I would love to get with you about editing. See if maybe, I don't know if you want to put it up for me, or help me edit that one Asian couple, the old ones. At one point she's like, I've been looking for this for 25 minutes, I'm scared.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah, I remember showing it to you. I got into it for a while, and I did that one. I got this old Asian couple looking all over their house, inside, outside, everywhere.
Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, was it a camera?
Yeah, a camera. Yeah. And they finally got a stepladder to...
Oh, yeah, you have to send it to me. Yeah, I'll edit it up for you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Or put it up, whatever.
And then there's Terror Babies. Really funny, man.
Yeah, you want to send them over to me, I'll get them edited up and give you the credit and shit in them. And...
Terror Babies.
You know, the one very good call I had to remove, of course, everybody keeps requesting it goes back up, the incident.
Oh, yeah, man.
Is still Jason?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Last attempt.
I get messages on the Dwight Facebook and messages in the IRC and all the fucking time. Where the fuck did it go?
I even get messages about that call asking me to post it again.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, there's people all over the place that are pissed that it's been delisted.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. All right. Look, we got a Time Warner customer complaining for automated call saying my service is restored, yet internet's still down, and next evaluative step will not be till Tuesday p.m. #fail.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be available Tuesday either.
Yep. Guess he's got news for you. We're really backed up.
We're looking in Halloween before you're getting anyone out there.
What? I need my Facebooks.
And everyone that loves the webcam pranks, I'm working on something special for Halloween, which is probably why I'm not going to be doing a show on Halloween night.
I'm super excited about this plan. You gave me a heads up, and I think it's a great idea, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm patrolling, I'm making lists, I'm putting fucking cameras into time zones so I can hit them appropriately.
But dude, why don't you try to do that live? You should try to do that live.
I don't know what I could broadcast it with, though. I mean, I could do TeamViewer, but I don't know how many it'll fucking let into a TeamViewer session. Well,
we can get you on YouTube.
A shitload of people watch it.
You can do a live YouTube video and just capture the desktop like you do when you do the TeamViewer with all of us. I'll help you out with that. You can put it on YouTube.
I could probably do that. You'd have to help me do it.
I'll show you where you got to do that. Yeah, we'll test it out. All right. We got Halloween. We're going to do it, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll talk about it off air.
Yep. Halloween night.
Off air. All right. Who wants Time Warner? Time Warner.
I mean, I'll take them again. I usually like opening it up. And is that the milkman I heard?
No, it's him saying he's away from the phone.
Oh. Thought I heard the milkman rumbling in the back.
Away from the phone right now. Please leave your message after the tone, and I'll return your call.
Sounds like Sloth.
It kind of does.
At the tone, please.
Sloth introduced me to a bunch of songs earlier. Where they substitute, you know, like well-known songs, and they substitute a bunch of the lyrics with just the word "dick."
Yeah, is that what he was trying to get?
It's actually pretty funny.
I was out drinking coffee with my wife, and he's like, "Hey, you gotta go open this up." I'm like, all right, on the phone, hitting me up on the phone. I'm like, all right, it's like it's important. Like, what is it? He's like, you just play the music, play it for people around you. Like, no, I don't think so. Bye. And I logged off of Skype on my phone. I was like, no.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. All right, we got a Hertz rental card.
Well, we didn't do the Time Warner.
They didn't pick up. I thought.
Okay.
I'll try again.
Well, I thought that was Milkman you were trying to connect. I thought it was just Milkman's voicemail.
No. It was going straight to voicemail. Maybe they're on the phone. Let's try. We'll give it one more shot.
Hello, this is King.
King.
You're right.
That's not even his first name. It isn't. So he's just like, this is King.
I got to use King. Yeah. This is Cross. Get it? All right, so this is Ertz. Anyone want to talk to Ertz? Like, get their caller ID set up here. Ertz.
Yeah, it just says, yeah, Ertz.
That's what Macron would say, Ertz.
Should go look and see what
Ertz
they were complaining about in the first place. Let's see, not really happy with my free rental day from Ertz. Saved 60 euro.
Does Jag want to do it? Hang on, because I keep skipping over Jag.
No, Dwight can do it. I'll do one after.
Okay.
Still being charged. What is he? Is this an international call?
You are calling cannot accept calls at this time. Oh. We're sorry for any inconvenience.
Jesus.
Somebody didn't pay their phone bill.
I guess.
Hurts.
Jessica United wouldn't let me on an earlier flight because I checked my bags. Haha. Guess which flight they sent my bag on?
That's hilarious.
That sucks.
Fucking slaughtered.
They wouldn't let her on the earlier flight, but they put her bags on the earlier flight.
Oh, shit.
We should just call and laugh at her.
That is too fucking funny.
I love it. There you go. Let me get an ID here. Oh, shit.
Oh, I can't believe how fast Pranksgiving's approaching.
Damn, I know, man. It's going to be honest. We got to start getting that schedule going. I don't want to be down to the wire.
I'm not getting stuck in that fucking early schedule again.
That's the tough one.
I got absolutely fucked with a... it was probably like a 7 to 10 slot or something like that.
The number you dialed has been changed.
I was still fucking like partially drunk and... Like, just like, oh, fuck, well, who am I going to call? I start trying to call BTR church shows.
Okay. Church shows?
Yeah, well, that's all that was on BTR in the morning was fucking church shows.
You weren't getting anything well, I guess.
Well, I just started calling some places. I forget who. It might have been Tabachi went to a store for me, and I kept talking about my retarded son named PCN. I needed the front desk to page him.
Yeah.
Because he was in electronics, and I was over by the fitting rooms.
It was in a Kmart, and I remember that. I know which Kmart that
is. They eventually fucking did a code blue looking for the little retarded boy, and Tabachi said he had to get the fuck out of there.
Hey, here's a Comcast complainer. See the resolution of the box without going into the secret menu? Help, thank you.
The fucking secret menu. That thing's bullshit.
Alright, Nashby, I'll add you later.
Is he getting at you too? He did that to me yesterday.
Yeah, stop it, Nashby. No, no.
And tell him, quit trying to touch my no-no square.
That's my job. Oh. Tell me they didn't hear that.
Connecting, starting media. Dude, you got a lot of background noise tonight, man.
That's a fan.
Oh.
Dwight.
There. Sometimes if it's cold enough, I don't need the fan going as high, but it's not as cold out tonight.
Oh, man. All right, this number doesn't ring or nothing, so fuck.
Being a fatty, I need the air moving.
Yeah, diabetes.
diabetes.
Robert Pepito. It's in Pennsylvania, but fuck it.
I know, it's not Robert, it's Roberta.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Roberta.
Fucking diabetic retinopathy. It's been an hour, same message. Help, trying to watch a movie at Comcast. Help me. Was this today? Tonight?
Yeah. Good. There was a shit ton of people pissed about their stuff acting up with The Walking Dead on.
Oh, shit.
They were flipping their shit. But what they do is they do The Walking Dead, they do The Talking Dead, and then they fucking repeat The Walking Dead again. I mean, come on.
And it's on demand. Even Talking Dead's on demand. Just chill. You gotta wait a few hours? Ooh.
No, mine recorded and all that shit.
I made sure mine was recorded. That's why I took so long on break, because I was making sure shit was recorded. I got that X1 box, man. It's the shit. The new DVR from Comcast, the X1.
Oh, yeah.
It's got 6 tuners in it.
Hello?
Looking for Roberta.
No, everybody calls here for it, but it's the wrong number, hon.
Oh, yeah, no, I work for Comcast and in the social media department, and I saw she had an issue with our service.
Bitch.
I don't know why.
Fucking bitch.
You don't know why? Do you know why you're a cunt?
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
You bitch.
She is one.
I remember that BTR show. I forget which one it was, but they kept calling us when we were fucking with them, calling us new fags.
New fags?
Yeah. Kept calling everyone new fags. Oh, no, it was old fags. Old fags is what they kept calling us.
This next United number, unfortunately, has an extra digit on it. I don't know how to proceed.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how Dish's tool kicked it out. I didn't really pay attention while I was copying.
It happens. It's all right. Seth, the X1 cable box, hey, I was just talking about it, isn't working right now. Says it's having trouble. Can you look into it? Thanks. Okay. I got an extra one of those X1 boxes. They sent me two. I requested one. They sent me two. I don't know if I should give it back or keep it, maybe.
The tone, please leave a message for mailbox number 12153 5.
All right, we took that off the air. We're good.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound.
No.
No.
Here's an Arthur who says, this is the last one of these. Oh, he's staying in a hotel? Okay. Village Inn. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really think my favorite prank calling season is starting just... starts with Halloween. Hello?
Good evening, Village Inn. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, honey. I'm looking for a guest who's staying there. I need to speak to them. The guest has a father.
No, this isn't the village... this isn't an inn.
It's the Village Inn.
It's a restaurant.
It's the Village Inn. Is there an Arthur White then there?
No.
There's no one there?
No.
You fucking asshole. You know that? Yep. Exactly.
Neon corrected me about that old fag thing. That was something Gary Brodsky and his fucking co-host would say.
I would see them doing that, yeah, with their whole alpha new fag.
I was like, oh shit, wait a minute, he's on tonight. Maybe we can call him. We missed him by 15 minutes.
$15.
Last night?
He's on Ustream on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, we missed him? He's on?
Yeah, he's at 11 o'clock.
You think he's on extra hours or what?
Nah, he only does like an hour when he's on Ustream. It's not like when he was on BTR.
Shit, fucking. Damn. All right.
But he was excited as fuck to hear from us the last time I called him. He said, hey, I missed you guys. He wanted me to do the, are you doing that, you son of a bitch? He's like, I missed hearing that.
Yeah, dude, that guy. It ended well with him, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, we made amends with him. He's all right.
It ended up ending well. That's good. I think I'm tapped out on numbers and I'm tapped out on time. It's 12:14.
There was a funny hotel, if you were interested, that me and Macron called last night as a direct dial.
Okay. Oh, yeah, direct dial hotel?
I shit you not. We had fucking tons of people calling the front desk and going to the front desk.
Yeah, we can do that for a little bit. Number me. Go ahead.
Macron, do you know what the list was? I could probably pick it out of the list.
It was a budget suite of America.
Yeah, but I clear my history like every night, so I don't even have that conf up anymore.
Fuck. Wait a minute. I will have the conf up. Let me see. Give me like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was like a residential thing. It was an extended living arrangement thing.
Let's see here. Holy shit.
But we were just going right in a row all the way down the fucking rooms. And we kept calling and saying that someone's pranking us. And he's like, yeah, I got three other people on the line I'm talking to. And they keep sending people down here to the front. Oh, shit.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I just kept telling her, like, some guy was saying he was the butthole bandit. And he kept calling my room.
I just saw a car in a hot tub at the same time. Like, what the fuck?
A what? A car in a hot tub?
A hot tub, like, built... A car built around a hot tub.
Oh, like they wouldn't pimp my ride?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, shit.
Bitch. Would you go down the road while you're in it?
Yeah.
Hey, honey. My brother Lysol... Hello? My brother Lysol is in jail. Can I get a bail bond using foo currency?
Could you hold just a second?
Okay, motherfucker.
Yeah, I do with the food stamps, baby.
All right, I just posted it. I think I found it.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
A second chance.
Hi, I'm sorry. I was talking to someone else. I would never say that to you, ma'am. I'm sorry. You wanted me to hold for a minute?
Yes. What jail is your brother in?
He's in the main jail.
He's in Rice Street?
Mm-hmm.
May I have his name, please?
His name is Lysol.
May you spell it?
Lysol, like the spray.
And his last name?
Black. Hello?
Yes, I'm looking him up.
Okay. I mean, Lysol's
How long ago was he arrested?
Lysol's a street name, you know?
How long ago was he arrested?
Oh, just a few minutes. They just picked him up. Now, he was masturbating a horse. They arrested him. I don't know what charge that would be under, you know? I think it's committing a lewd act on a horse.
And what jail is he in?
In the main one.
What area was he? What area was he picked up from?
In Atlanta.
Atlanta, so he may be in Atlanta City Detention.
Yeah. I mean, what do you cover?
Atlanta City Detention and Fulton County Jail.
Oh, it wasn't county; it was city. Yeah, because the horse was. It was a horse show that they were having in the city, like different horses, and he started, I guess, touching and masturbating the horse. And they caught him.
May I have your name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Lemon.
Did you say Lennon?
L-E-M-O-N, Lemon, like the fruit.
And your last name?
Pledge. P-L-E-D-G-E.
And,
Am I making you laugh? I like making black girls laugh.
I'm not black.
Oh, you have a little color in you, right?
A little, but I'm not black.
What are you, exactly? You white? You mix? Mulatto?
I'm mixed with a lot.
Do you have any Indian in you? Like red bone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. But you got pretty eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy said you got pretty eyes. All right, cool. What's your best feature, you say? What would you say is your best feature?
Do you need help with getting a bone?
Yeah, but what's your best feature? Tell me, come on.
All of me is my best feature.
All of you? You got big tits?
Mm-hmm.
You got big titties?
You'd be fucking dying with Lemon Pledge. A couple ways. I missed Ernie jerking off that fucking horse, and then the Lemon Pledge. Yeah,
Ernie and the horse. Yep.
One of my first Pranksgivings was the Ernie.
Yeah.
This ain't no
home. Well, it was Thanksgiving. It wasn't Pranksgiving.
Pranksgiving. Well, it wasn't Pranksgiving. It was just Pranksgiving shows back then. You're talking about, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the marathon.
No, we weren't marathoning until the next year, I think. Our first marathon was, this would be the third year then, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Sick.
Yeah. We got a laundry location in Akron, Ohio. They're open 24 hours a day.
And Macron dropped that hotel on the main chat here.
Oh, yeah.
Akron's far enough from
dropped,
me.
He was dropping loads. So the title of the show is going to be... I think the title of the show is Dropping Loads. That was a lot of fun. My fucking God. Oh, yeah, you can drop your loads. Want some love?
Oh, love. Can I help you?
Hey, yeah, I'm having an issue with the laundry machine.
What?
I'm having an issue with the laundry machines.
Yeah, and what? This is a laundromat.
Yeah, I wanted to put the bowling ball in the dryer.
Oh, that should have been a freak out point for him. Yeah. I put the bowling ball in the dryer and now I no go.
What?
Make it go.
Please, sir, make it go.
Should do it, start doing the heavy Mexican and no go.
Yeah, hi, can you please make it go? Make it go.
Hey, they come through and the bowling. I put the clothes in and blowing the bowling ball and no go no more.
They have a different location here down the way. This is the main street. Yep, main street. Big busy street.
Gay street.
Well, that won't want to answer. These again are Parkman numbers. We're getting to those now. We got one last laundromat here. I think I still have an 800 number caller ID. That might be part of the problem. Anyone play the Star Wars Battlefront beta this weekend? I'm curious to see if it's still on. I mean, do they kill it at midnight or 3 a.m. tonight? Anyone knows an exact time? Because I want, as soon as I'm ending the show, I'm going to end the show now because I want to get to see if I can play some more of that before they kill the beta here. Said the last day was tomorrow. I played a lot today. First half of the day today, played a few hours. I really like it.
Were you saying the Battlefield Star Wars?
Yeah, the beta for it.
I played that a little today. I think it ends later tomorrow. I don't think it ends that early.
Yeah, they said it ended. It was tomorrow's, well, Monday's date, they said. I don't know if it was midnight or like now, you know, or not. Cool.
Right.
So I'm going to play some of that tomorrow because I got the day off work.
Nice.
They're on answer.
I wish I did.
Yeah, so if you want, look for me on Origin because you can do. You can do two-player... there's a two-player mission you can play, and I think you can do it with friends. So look for me on there if you have me on Origin. On EA's Origin. You know who you are. We'll be playing that when we hang up here. I want to... Jack, did you play the Hoth mission yet? Have you been playing a lot of that? That's what most people are playing.
No, I actually tried the other multiplayer game mode, and then I had to go.
Oh, okay, so you just like the Sullust one.
Two rounds.
Yeah, the other one is really cool. It's the ice, you know, the ice battle with the walkers and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
But, I mean, I can see, I'm confused because they're, like, one person gets to be Darth Vader, another person that gets to be Luke Skywalker in that stage, and I want to be Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. How do I do that? It's fucking cool because they're out there fucking, no one can kill them except for each other, and they're all, like, having these Jedi battles and stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's random.
Oh, man. Well, I want to be a Darth Vader.
Yeah, I'm checking right now if it's still out.
Yeah, good. And then the other thing is, like, I see people flying around in X-Wings and the speeders, snow speeders, and supposedly they're piloting those big walkers, and I want to do that too, you know?
I just got a notification. This motherfucker named JagTV just came online on Xbox.
Yeah. There you go. Let's check.
You actually can't pirate the AT-ATs.
You can't?
So no, they go by themselves. But you can shoot things out of them.
You can shoot things out of them? Okay.
You can go in the guns, but you can't control it.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, that's cool, though. They can man the guns. That's cool. Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to control that, because people be like, you fucking suck. And it's too slow for that anyway. Yeah, but I like to, like, loiter behind it. And I grab the cannons that are behind it. And, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe if you play this later. I get behind it. And then when the Y-Wings hit it and expose it, then I blast the shit out of it. And I blew up one of them and I got a whole bunch of points. It's really cool.
Or I think it's still alive.
I got a kill assist. Good, good. All right, we got to end the show. All right, I want to thank Macron, Dwight, and Jag for helping me out tonight's show. You guys stay beautiful. Thanks for sending in numbers, Dwight, as well. Yeah,
you're welcome. You sent me that shit.
There's a hotel. You said a hotel. All right, I'll do the stupid hotel.
I mean, it's not on anymore. Let's keep doing the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. All right, they killed it? That sucks. All right, we'll have to do a show then. If I cannot screw this up.
I know who you is. I know what you do.
I'm going to kill you. Anyway, we didn't have a Dr. Seuss rhyme tonight, huh? Like we did with the chef.
You've ruined my flight, and now you've ruined my night.
Thank you for choosing Budget Suites of America, where we offer quality suites at a budget price. We are located at the corner of Highway 120.
This is 1225. I meant to go to the third floor. Or second floor.
Thank you for choosing Budget Suites. Please enter the extension number. Please enter your private password number now. Please. Thank you for choosing Budget Suites of America. Please hold.
This is 2033.
Yeah, this is pretty fun. I'm on the Hoth thing right now.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
The party you have called is not. Please. Thank you for choosing Budget Suites of America. Please hold.
I will say, I was an early adopter and very disappointed in EA with Titanfall, but they took the best parts of Titanfall style of play and added it to these multiplayer missions.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
Thank you for choosing Budget Suites of America, where we offer quality suites
at a budget. Also disappointed.
Wasn't it 2032 with the lady, the pastor and stuff, Macron?
I can try to find out the funny
I'm pretty sure it's 2032 was the pastor and the wife.
2033 was the crazy Hello? Guys.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you didn't hear that right. We were just shit-talking one of the other guests. You didn't hear that though, right?
Hello.
That's the pastor and the wife. We accused them yesterday, Carlito, of
oh god, yeah.
of inviting men inside to have sex because they were running a fundraiser trying to raise money for the church. It was called Hand Jobs for Jesus.
So they're a pastor and they live in the hotel or in the motel.
It's like a residential hotel type thing, extended stay type of situation.
Okay.
We kept accusing a bunch of people of doing that fundraiser Hand Jobs for Jesus.
Yeah. All right, we got one of those. Now I'm going to go play the game because now even Jag, look for me. Actually, if you're going to look for me in Origin, my name on there is Carlitus, like it is in the chat room, Carlitus. Dash X, but dash is in a hyphen, so Carlitus dash X.
Tell Jag to plug the murder mystery, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the murder mystery, Jag. What's up? Yeah, well, he already plugged it earlier, I guess. He's busy now. He's killing.
Fuck you, Jag.
Yeah. What happened? What?
Plug the murder mystery.
Murder
what's
mystery.
The link?
And
I just got back up.
Yeah.
What? The murder mystery? Oh, yeah. It's caught off guard. All right, hold on.
Facebook.com/PCNmystery, is it? Or something like that?
Yes. It's, I'll post in the chat in a hot minute. But, I don't know, it's just a little corny murder mystery thing that I thought of with little characters of all the hosts. One of the hosts is a murderer, and you'll just have to watch to find out who survives and who doesn't.
And your YouTube channel is JackTV.
Yes.
Hooray. Dwight? You're Dwight of the future?
Yeah, youtube.com/Dwight the Janitor. We're trying to get to that 1,000 subs mark. We're at 797 right now.
Are you going to take off your shirt?
Oh, shit, I earned money. When did I do that?
Will you take off your shirt on YouTube if you hit 1,000?
Probably, but I'll have to. I'm going to wear a mask. I'll. No, look at it. Oh, I earned money from my videos.
Hey,
you want to guess at how much?
$15.
2 cents.
Yeah, there you go.
2 cents. That's good. I got, oh, wait a minute.
You can get some Bazooka Joe gun.
Well, the funny thing, it's not from the videos you would think it came from.
Okay.
It came from the The for rent people, basically, if I remember this one right, shit, I can't remember the video. But then there's another, there's a webcam prank of you don't listen. It only has, you don't have very, very many views. So I don't know how the fuck that works, but. But yes, 2 cents. Dwight has made 2 cents from his pranks. Yeah.
That's good. See, there you go, man. The things are looking up already.
It's getting there. If I start growing, maybe I can make 4 cents.
Grow some potatoes and the shit and the dirt, you know?
Yeah.
It's more than 50 cent made from entertainment this year, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. Background, what do you got to plug? Anything? Are you doing a show tomorrow? Yeah,
Macron? You're talking to Macron, not me, right?
Yeah, Macron's doing a show.
Oh, sorry, me. Probably, most probably, yes.
Oh, good, yes. Good, very good. Good for you and your YouTube.
Yeah, we get the Mistress Morgan in there, too. Yeah,
your Macron hopefully. On YouTube? Macron on YouTube? Or?
YouTube.com/RonBlack. It's got some good shit on that.
I like how we're all at the Wu-Tang Clan and we have our secret names. Like, I have Cross. Ken has Dwight. Jag has... I forget who he has.
Jag has Dwight.
Yeah. Macron has Ron Blackman. Yeah. All right, so I'm out of here. Bye, guys. See you later. I want to thank... I want to say a special thanks to Milkmans. Milkmans, who was on earlier tonight. He ended up falling down. Hurt his knee again. Luckily, we're getting back the results right now from the x-ray. No fracture. That's good. He might have a case of water on the knee here, but they're prescribing an anti-inflammatory to him as a precaution. I think Milkman's going to pull through. So good. Yeah, let's hear for that. Yeah. And I will be back next week. And be sure to go to my YouTube, Madhouse Radio, youtube.com/madhouseradio, where all of tonight's pranks will be available in one video, back to back to back. And that's my new feature called Prank Calls of the Week. So if you don't necessarily want to sit for the whole show, but just want to get the pranks that we did, do that. Thank me later. All right, see you guys. Bye. At the office, it's Amelia, and it's easy to get me high to fly. I ain't bullshit, and you can ask Bill Clinton, he can verify that. Roll a Philly, ain't it? Roll a Ziggy, ain't it?